Mixing is more fun with the brand new Slurpee Mix Maker Cup and Straw. Make your mix today, only at 7-Eleven.
I'm giving up the whole year, y'all, if we're serious.
Parents say it's putting a lot of people under pressure. There could be more dramatic testimony on the phone hacking scandal today. British Prime Minister David Cameron will testify in front of Parliament. He cut short a trip to South Africa to make the appearance. The heat index readings are off the charts in some parts of the Midwest. It got up to 129 in Newton, Iowa, Tuesday, and in Hutchinson, Minnesota, it was 123. Forecasters say the dangerous heat wave will continue today. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann says her headaches would not affect her ability to serve as commander-in-chief.
Like nearly 30 million other Americans, I experience migraines that are easily controllable with medication.
Some former staffers say the migraines are so bad they've sent Bachmann to the hospital. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda Certified Used Cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda Certified Used Cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
American is about to go non-American. This morning, American Airlines is expected to formally place orders for up to 400 new planes, and in a break with an exclusivity agreement it signed in 1996 in which it would get all its planes from Boeing. Some of the jets in today's order are expected to be from Boeing's European rival, Airbus. While an airline is leaving the 90s behind, some investors appear to be going back to the 90s. Real estate website Zillow has made no money, but it raised $69 million in an initial offering of stock last evening, $20 a share. The shares begin trading on Wall Street today with the ticker symbol Z. The IPO values Zillow at more than $500 million. Japan's Nikkei gained more than 1% today, and European markets are up after Wall Street's day yesterday, the best day so far of 2011. And right now, S&P futures are gaining 4, NASDAQ futures up 16. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There are lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, and a glorious day it will be if you subtract the heat and the humidity from the situation. Driving in this morning, you know, you've got those huge spotlights that, like, illuminate the facades of buildings. You could see the humidity. It was like pea soup. It's nasty, nasty stuff. And just watching the news on WXYZ Channel 7 right before the show started, right at the top of the hour, they were talking about some of the schools that are closed, like summer schools and Detroit Public Schools. And they said, one of the anchors said, yeah, kids can't concentrate in this kind of heat. I remember when I was a kid, went to a Catholic school up till the third grade. After that, we went to public school. But I remember the nuns, you know, it would be, I mean, just smoldering hot in those classrooms. And they wouldn't let you fan yourselves because they said that movement created more heat. And we would have to literally sit there and just drip sweat. It was awful. I remember those days quite well. And now some of you are spoiled with air-conditioned schools. What's that all about? I'm an air-conditioning snob. I don't mind admitting that. I am an air conditioning snob, and I love the fact that I'm an air conditioning snob. I really can't fathom what it's like for those of you that don't have air conditioning or power for that matter. You know, my prayers are with you. Truly, they are with you. Before we go any further, though, we really actually have a significant event on the show today. Jeffrey Ratford turns 31 years old today. Oh, come on. Happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you. And thank you a lot for, obviously, the gift this morning. You said you had a hard time picking out something, and yet you did a fabulous job. You and Todd presented me with some beer, and I was thinking on the way in, which I thought was kind of ironic. I was thinking on the way in, you know what? I haven't spoiled, you know, I haven't done anything, you know, I haven't drank, you know, in a while, whatever, because I, you know, there's reasons for that. But and I was thinking, I'm gonna drink some good beer today. That would be a good way to celebrate my birthday. And lo and behold, you guys already thought of it.
Well, I know that you enjoy fine beer, and I don't. I'm not a snob enough, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I don't know beer well enough to know, you know, which ones are the good ones. So, you know, Todd and I were like, "What should we get them?" So that's what we decided on. And then when I called to order it, because we got you a basket, and I know there's some stuff in there that I know you'll eat it all, but you don't necessarily eat that way. But I know you'll enjoy it. You know, so I said, well, you know, he really enjoys really good beer, and it, you know, and it's got to be good stuff. So that's what she settled on, and so that's what we bought you.
Yeah, beers of the world, almost six different ones from all over the world. So I thought that was very cool.
Right,
thanks a lot for that.
Well, you know, listen, it's the least we can do for you. Happy birthday! You know, we got a nice little team thing going here, and like I said, you know, I told you this morning, I don't know you well enough to know what you might have needed for the house because you moved recently. At the same time, you know, the one thing I did know is that you like beer. So Todd and I said, damn it, that's enough. Get him beer.
And on top of that, I think there's a plan to go get pumpkin pancakes. So
yes, you will be getting your pumpkin pancakes this morning.
I am more than happy. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. If you wanted to say, here's a great birthday present, beer and pancakes, it's just the best combination.
Are you really going to drink a beer with your pancakes?
No, not while I'm working.
Okay, I just, you know, wasn't sure. I mean, you can. I don't care. Hey, do you know why there's a Mac in my studio?
No, but that's impressive, isn't it? The size of that screen?
Well, that's what I have. This is the exact one I have in my office.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what computer it's hooked to either, but I woke up, or I came in this morning, and there's three large computer screens there. So
yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't see a keyboard for that one. I mean, I know that computer well. It's the same computer I have in my home studio or my home office. So
I'm not sure what that's doing in here. Maybe they're switching to Macs here. It's possible. No.
Could be. This computer in here is getting slow, so I wouldn't.
Well, that would be a huge transition, and I would think a very expensive transition, but it would be a smart one because Macs are really the Mac daddy of multimedia. So it would make sense to do that. Hey, how about our Tigers last night? Come from behind, and you know, we've got Carlos Guillen back, and sure enough, you know, he played four games, two of the four, he hit the game-winning hit. So I'm feeling good about that.
Very good. And not only that, but Maglio, I know he's been back for a little while, but still starting to get under,
he's warming up a little bit. Yeah. I think he's back on track.
I wouldn't say that he's as good as he's going to be, but I think he's heading that way. And that's why I tend to think that if they do anything at the trade deadline, it's not bat related because if Guillen and Mag stay healthy, again, if, but they got something going here with Peralta playing the way he is, Avila playing the way he does, and Miggy finally getting on track. Well, not finally. I guess he's been on track the whole season, but it's like now he's starting to get excited about having all the guys in the lineup and doing well.
And Victor Martinez has been a really, really sharp pickup for the Detroit Tigers this year. I think that we should feel fortunate we got him.
Did you see the slide at the plate? Or I guess it wasn't a slide, but like the avoidance of the tag. That was
the maneuvering at the plate. I don't even know how you would describe that. It was kind of funny. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Victor Martinez was rounding third, throw to the plate. It was there in time, but there was this dance that went on, and he ended up should have been out. I mean, Jeff, I think that's clear. You know, the catcher should have tagged him out at some point, but just couldn't quite find each other. And sure enough, snuck his hand in there, touched the plate, and he was safe.
That's the right call. I mean, just because the ball gets there in time and you should have gotten the play down, you still got to make the tag.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And certainly we watched the replay a couple times. He was clearly safe, so it wasn't that it was even an issue of there was no controversy there once you saw the replay. Now, again, in the heat of the moment, you're on the field, I'm sure the catcher was like, dude, I had the ball a good 4 seconds before you called him safe. That is true. That is true. It just wasn't enough. You got to tag him. And he didn't. So Tigers win last night 8-3. Stay, I think, in a tie with the Cleveland Indians for first place.
They got to the tie.
Yeah, right.
The Indians lost in late innings. They lost 2-1 to the Twins.
All right, so there we are, and we just have to stay on track. You know, you had said something yesterday that I kind of waxed over, not in a deliberate way. I thought about it more later on in the day, but, you know, the Tigers did need to win on Sunday. There's no question that that victory was important. Because we did start the second half last year not doing very well, and by the beginning of August, we were out of the race for all intents and purposes. If we can just maintain some consistency, and I don't think we have to play 800 ball the rest of the year. I don't even think we have to play 700 ball the rest of the year, at least not in our division. Now, you know, how far we go in the playoffs if we win the division or win a wild card spot, at this point I think we're going to need to win the division to make the playoffs. And it's certainly very doable how far we go at that point. Well, you know, like everything else. Go back to 2006. Who would have thought we'd done as well as we did? Certainly I didn't, and was happy to see the results. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And tonight, though, Dwayne Bielo starts for the Tigers. That's an exciting story for Britton, Michigan.
Okay, you want to explain that one to me? Because that went on over my head.
No, really? All right, Dwayne Bielo is a left-hander, young guy who's getting called up from AAA. He's from Britton, Michigan. And Britton, Michigan is so small that I played them in high school. That they're so small that when I played them, they had to combine with another school. In fact, when he went to school there, I think they combined with a different one. It was called Britton Macon. When I played them, it was Britton Deerfield. They had to combine with another high school just to field enough players for a baseball team.
Really?
And now this kid, I mean, I can't imagine. He must have been by head and shoulders the best player on the team or something to make it to the big leagues. He's playing tonight, and we'll probably have a large contingency from Britton down at the ballpark.
You know, one of the things I love about baseball is there are a lot of stories about young people from nowhere towns. And that's the one cool thing, because there are a ton of baseball scouts. I mean, because there's talent everywhere. So, you know, there are all these wonderful stories about kids from, you know, these podunk little towns in the middle of nowhere that end up making the big leagues. And, you don't hear that in every sport. So that's kind of cool. Hockey has a little bit of that, too. But, Jeff, we shouldn't wax over something very important. It looks like the NFL strike is going to be over come Thursday.
Oh, well, like I said, I never thought it would be that bad. I think they were trying to hide how good the negotiations were going between the two sides. But it's good news for us, huh?
Well, I'm going to be driving you nuts.
You're that big of a football
fan. I'm that
fan.
Big of a professional football.
And
college,
the Lions are your team, right?
The Lions definitely my team. Right. You know, I'm definitely a Lions fan. No question that's true. I love professional football. I love college football, but at a different intensity. And it has nothing to do with fantasy football because that's not my thing anymore. I love professional football. I could literally, I'm going to be one of those guys that'll watch it on Mondays and Thursdays and Wednesdays and Saturdays and Sunday. I don't care. I love professional football.
So were you a fantasy football guy? Sounds like you said
at one point, okay. Yes, I was. Yeah, at one point I was too involved in it. And I got to tell you, I think I said this to you one other time. I really learned to like the game a whole lot more when I was just watching it as opposed to living it.
Did you hear the show that we both like to listen to on the way in, doing the fantasy football names?
Yes, the names. Yeah, it was funny.
It's on, like, Indomicon.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some good ones. And, you know, remind me off the air to ask, because sometimes he does that 11 list, and that stuff goes over my head, because I'm not nearly the sports nut you are. There's no question that's true, but some of that stuff goes over my head. So sometimes I just kind of go, well, whatever, and move on. But all right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'll lay out the whole day. We've got a lot to get to. Republicans, I'm putting you on notice now. If you're uncomfortable hearing the truth about yourselves, then you don't want to listen to the show today. If you want a dose of reality, then hang with us, and you might learn a thing or two. And maybe you want to come over to the other side. You're always welcome, by the way, on our side of the fence. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address. A quick break here on 1310 WDTW. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trivedano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to say this. This isn't political. I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes, unfortunately, malfunctioning traffic signals along Telegraph between Grand River and 96's, where we're hearing that they're malfunctioning, so be very careful through there. Make sure you treat it as a four-way stop. Heading over to the Southfield Freeway, we are down to one lane from Michigan to Grand River, then closed from Grand River up to M10. You use Evergreen or Greenfield. You want to avoid Telegraph this morning. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a very slight chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 94. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 78. Tomorrow, very hot and a high of 99 degrees. Right now, we've got fog at Metro Airport and 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING.
Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. By the way, we have major news on the show tomorrow, and you'll want to join us in the 6 o'clock hour. It's all I can really share with you. But we do have some major news that we will be presenting, and you're only going to get it here. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And there's just so much going on this morning. Let me just quickly get to the list of guests, and then I want to get to some other stories because there is a lot to get to. A little later on in the show today, Sue Martin from Troy will be joining us. Really interesting situation there. The Citizens for the Library, which may close if they don't pass the millage. But when you hear the story about why this is even happening, you're going to scratch your head. You're going to wonder how the hell this was allowed to happen. I want to share with you up front, before we have Sue on a little later on in the show, that if you are available to do some door knocking or to help distribute literature, I'd really like you to consider that's part of that stand-up program we've been talking about. You know, showing up is one thing, standing up is another. So if you want to stand up a little bit, I know that they can use some help there. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. The mayor himself, Virg Bernero, will be with us at 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to be talking about the debt ceiling. We'll be talking about foreclosures. And Virg is always, of course, very animated and has lots to say. So we're going to look forward to that. If you've not heard, it looks like Debbie Stabenow may have a quote-unquote real opponent now. Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. Announcing yesterday that he will run for the United States Senate against Debbie Stabenow. I'm not concerned about that. He didn't do well. He didn't have a good showing when he ran statewide for governor. I can't fathom. You know, a lot of people don't know who he is. He's a West Sider. And so he's just not that well known. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to be able to raise some money. I'm not questioning that. I just think that Debbie Stabenow, in spite of the poll yesterday that showed her favorability rating down a little bit, you know, we're in a really weird period of time. You know, Congress in and of itself doesn't have a very good approval rating right now, so I don't see that as a reflection of anything.
Wasn't that written really weird? I mean, I sent that to you in the email, and it sounded, you know, when you clicked on the title of the article, it sounded like, that people were favoring Governor Snyder over Debbie Stabenow. And then you read it, and it's like, no, just, you know, his approval.
Yeah, the headline, you know, again, if I do have an issue with the Free Press, and I have more than one of them is their headline writing is sometimes really not good. And it oftentimes doesn't accurately reflect what's in the article. Jeff, what I found interesting about that article, though, is, you know, Snyder is doing horribly, and they presented it as if he's doing better. You know, he was up like 4 percentage points. That's not good when it's 37. So he's up from, 32 or 33 to 37, but, it's his favorability rating is up. Now, yeah, but really? I mean, it's still in the toilet.
And it made it sound like he's doing, like he's more favorable than Debbie Stabenow. And then you look at the numbers, like you said, and she's got 15 points on him or something like that.
Right. And then we're not even comparing apples to apples because one of them's a United States senator. Right. The other one's a governor. So, yeah, again, it was confusing. Yeah, it surely was. You know, I'm one of those guys that likes polls. I don't like presidential polls, you know, like, you know, 18 months out, like, because that makes no sense. It's like, you know, the one that says that, you know, Romney's doing, you know, 2 percentage points better than Obama at this point. At this point, who cares? I don't really care, you know, what those numbers say. Now, if it were 3 weeks out, that's a different story, but we're a lot longer than 3 weeks out. So, you know, polls have their purpose. There's no question. And that one, you know, again, I take it legitimately that, you know, Debbie Stabenow, it does send a message, Jeff, honestly, to the Stabenow camp that they need to ramp her up a little bit. They need to get her in the state more. They need to get her, you know, being more vocal. So that probably means we'll be hearing a lot more from Debbie Stabenow, which is fine with me. I love having her on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say that means that she wants to get her voice out. Here's a perfect venue for it.
Absolutely, and we love having the senator on the show. So and there is some purpose to these polls, and for the Stabenow camp, it means they need to, you know, again, they need to ramp her up a little bit. For the Snyder campaign or the camp, now you really have to wonder what that number tells us. It tells us that. All right, it is up a little bit, but again, still in the toilet. I mean, anything under 40% is anything under 45% is really not that good. But certainly in the 30s is awful. There's no question that's awful. And there's nothing that's going to happen between now and Labor Day, which is when the legislature becomes a little more active. There's nothing that's going to happen really that is going to improve his favorability rating. And now, does it matter? We're at the very beginning of his 4 years. You know, the argument can be made, no, it really doesn't matter, but it does in fundraising, it does in support of programming. So, yeah, it does matter in the bigger picture. That's really where the value of that poll comes in. You know, what the Snyder camp will decide to do with it, it'll be interesting to see. I do want to quickly tell you that a little follow-up to nobody showing up at the Sarah Palin documentary and in Orange County, California. We talked about that on Monday. Well, the follow-up to that is the movie did horrible this weekend. Really, really did poorly at the box office. But the Sarah Palin camp is spinning it as if it were the best thing since Titanic. Now, let me just give this to you by the numbers for a little bit. All right, the movie is called The Undefeated, which is kind of interesting since they didn't win. But the film's box office returns this past weekend are not good at all. The film, by the way, covers the professional career of Sarah Palin. It took in between nationally $60,000 and $75,000 in 10 theaters. It was only in 10 theaters around the country. And that's not uncommon for a documentary, a small film, to only be in 10 theaters. But according to pretty much all conventional box office wisdom, this is a huge miss. The film averaged $6,750 per theater, and that is considered a small number for a limited release movie. What's considered standard is anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000, and it is not uncommon for movies to take in $30,000 or more. She didn't come close to that per average. But those behind the movie, you're going to love this one, Jeff. The distributor is called Arc Entertainment. Said on a press release, let me quote them. The Undefeated, quote, is a strong opening with multiple sold-out runs and vocal audience support. To characterize The Undefeated as anything less than a hit would be a mistake, they said. The reason for why the numbers weren't higher was the stuff of box office contortion, citing everything from the road conditions in California, which were a mess last weekend because they were doing major construction. Theaters were too small to accommodate the demand, they said, and the marketing was minimal. The pre-release preparation period was too short, and quoting them again, we didn't put a nickel into advertising. And this distributor will do more of that in the future. How the hell can they, you know, it's just, it's not doing well. It's not going to do well. Jeff, do you think this means Sarah Palin is finally done?
No, I mean, she's going to try harder. She's undefeated, Tony. You can't defeat her.
Okay.
Box office sales will not bring her down.
All right. All right. You got to wonder what will. We got to take the break here. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Coming in along I-96, we're looking pretty good. Those heading eastbound toward Wixom and Novi getting onto 275. 275 is in good shape. 8 Mile down to 96 at M14 area, all the way down toward I-94, trying to get out toward the airport. It all looks great.
Drive through McDonald's and grab a new French vanilla frappe. It's a refreshing, slow-sipping experience that's full of sweet, rich vanilla flavor from the first sip to the last, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Try a new French vanilla frappe today. Only available at McDonald's.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a very slight chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 94. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 78. Tomorrow, very hot and a high of 99 degrees. Right now, we've got fog at Metro Airport and 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to Win. Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The nearly 44,000 workers at California's Kaiser Permanente may have another election to determine whether they want to be represented by the SEIU or by the National Union of Healthcare Workers. An NLRB administrative law judge is recommending throwing out last year's election results, finding that SEIU is guilty of misconduct with collusion with Kaiser that interfered with employees being able to make a free and reasoned choice in that election. John Borsos is vice president of NUHW.
What this is an administrative law judge who was asked by the region here in California to investigate objections that we filed about Kaiser and SEIU's misconduct, determined that our objections had merit and is tossing out the election.
SEIU says it's evaluating whether to appeal the National Labor Relations Board ruling. Borsos says SEIU should allow Kaiser workers another free choice between the two unions.
They should accept the will of the workers and allow them to vote unencumbered and accept the result.
Labor negotiations remain at a standstill since grocery companies and representatives for 62,000 Southern California workers began talks a few months ago. The workers have held rallies in Arcadia, Compton, and other California locations to call attention to the stalled talks. FSRN's Leilani Albano has the story.
Vons, Albertsons, and Ralph's employees have so far rejected a new contract deal that requires them to pay more into their health care system. They're also facing cuts in pay and benefits. All this is edging workers closer to a strike.
Something that I think that we should do if we don't get what we want.
That was Chris Schultz, a Ralph sales manager in Studio City. The rising tensions are reminiscent of the 2003 grocery strikes. Then, many Southern California customers sided with workers and stopped shopping at the three grocery stores, as Vons workers went on a prolonged strike. At the same time, Ralph's and Albertson's employees got locked out of their jobs. Workers' advocates think they'd once again garner sympathy from the public. Contract talks have been a mixed bag. On the upside, Ralph's spokesperson, Kendra Doyle, says the companies agreed to pay 100% of the workers' pensions. On the downside, they remain deadlocked on employee contributions to health care.
The area that we're working on right now and seem to be the most contentious is the health care portion of the contract.
Unions, including the Teamsters, say they will not cross the picket line at striking stores.
This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back, 888-552-3595. Interesting stuff. Again, I said that Republicans need to be careful. They're imploding. They're absolutely imploding. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. You know what, Jeff, I think we're going to start with, we do need to cover some of this Rupert Murdoch story from yesterday, because it was fine theater. It truly was, and complete with a ceremonial pie, or whatever it ended up being. I was thinking it was maybe coconut cream. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they just said white substance on the news. That's all they would say. Like it was anthrax or something. I think it was shaving cream.
It was probably shaving cream. You're right. Now, you know, you and I were talking. You and I were actually on the phone meeting during this going on, the testimony that was going on in Parliament. And so we were kind of watching as we were talking, and all of a sudden this little scuffle happened, which was, you know, we found quite entertaining for a variety of reasons. But you know, what was interesting about this to me is I kept on referring to this attractive woman that was sitting behind Rupert Murdoch, and I come to find out it was his wife.
40 years difference between the two.
Yeah, very attractive woman. Very attractive woman. And it just goes to show you that money can buy happiness. That's all I'm saying, is that money can buy happiness.
And reflexes, apparently. She's quick.
Well, didn't you tell me she was a volleyball player?
Oh, I think that's what they said in the news, yeah.
Okay, so definitely that spike technique came in handy, and it was interesting. Anyway, watching that a little bit of the testimony, and I watched it up until Rebecca Brooks came on, and then I turned it off. I had a lot to do yesterday. And I wasn't going to get, you know, sucked into it. But we did watch a little bit of it. I have to tell you, my impressions up front is James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, handled himself quite well. It's obvious that, you know, his education and his breeding has served him well. There's no question he looked quite professional and I think handled the questions fairly well. Rupert Murdoch, maybe not so much. Let's listen to some of this audio.
Mr. Murdoch, do you accept that ultimately you are responsible for this whole fiasco?
No.
You're not responsible. Who is responsible?
The people that I trusted to run it, and then maybe the people they trusted.
Can you name
I've worked with Mr. Hinton for 52 years, and I would trust him with my life.
Are you satisfied that the cash payments that were made by the news corporation companies to informants for stories were registered with appropriate tax authorities?
I don't know anything about that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be chuckling because this is some very serious accusations. There's no question that's true. You know, let's just go ahead and play the audio and then I'll comment after that. Go ahead with the next piece.
I'm not really in touch. I've got to tell you that I spent most of, if there's an editor that I spend most time with, it's with the editor of the Wall Street Journal. And I'm in the same building. To say that we're hands off is wrong. I work a 10 or 12 hour day, and I cannot tell you the multitude of issues that I have to handle every day. The News of the World, perhaps I lost sight of, maybe because it was so small in the general frame of our company, but we're doing a lot of other things too.
All right, and so that's just another piece. Now, this last one is classic, and I want to get this in so we can talk about it before the break. Go ahead.
I'm just intrigued as to how these conversations go, because I would have imagined it would go something along the lines of, so the editor of the News of the World, anything to report, you know, anything interesting going on. And the editor of the News of the World says, no, but a standard week. You know, we paid Gordon Taylor £600,000. Surely in your weekly conversations with the editor of the News of the World, something as big as that, paying somebody £1 million, paying somebody £700,000, surely you would have expected the editor of the News of the World just to drop it into the conversation at some point during your weekly chat.
No.
You wouldn't have expected them to say that to you.
No.
So what on earth?
Let me say, I didn't really call him weekly, but I would have called him at least once a month, I guess.
And what would you discuss with them? If things like that weren't on the agenda, what was on the agenda?
What's doing?
Sorry?
I'd say, what's doing?
And what sort of response would you
expect? We might have to say, we've got a great story exposing X or Y. Or he'd say, more likely, nothing special.
James, would you...
You might refer to the fact that there were how many extra pages that would have went into the football that week.
But it would tell you about £1 million payoff. It's just interesting to somebody like me.
It's just interesting to somebody like May. It's interesting to somebody like me, too. Really bizarre conversation. And I will say, again, Jeff, I will say that James Murdoch was certainly much more with it, certainly responded
awake.
In a much more professional way. He was awake. Yeah, there is that to be said. Rupert Murdoch actually fell asleep during this testimony. Folks,
before the pie, I think the pie kind of woke him up, and he stayed awake after that.
Well, it woke me up.
This is great comedy. A trickle down works, Tony. This is proof of trickle down. When you're looking for someone to blame, the blame will trickle down. Who's responsible?
I was waiting for you to use it. He couldn't wait to say that to me yesterday.
I was so proud.
When he called me, I finally figured out trickle down, and then he went into this diatribe about the blame game. Which is actually really quite funny. There's nothing funny though about this situation, Jeff, and the ramifications of what might happen here in the United States, of course, can impact thousands upon thousands of jobs. So, you know, we've got to be a little bit careful what we wish for here. Now, I don't think they're going to close down Fox News or the Wall Street Journal. I don't know what's going to happen here in the United States, but this is serious stuff. And they do need to know what happened and when it happened and how it happened. But as you and I were discussing yesterday when we were talking in the afternoon, you know, when you're running multi-billion dollar corporations, you know, you're not going to, I don't care what you know, what you think, you're not going to know everything that's going on. Now, did they know that they were paying off these people? The editors knew. Certainly the editors knew this stuff. Jeff, there's no question that's true, but did the Murdochs know? I'm not entirely sure they did.
No, and I don't expect them to know every little thing, but when they say, well, you know, who authorized these payments? You don't know who writes out your checks? You have no idea that your businesses are hemorrhaging money and you have no idea who's in charge of throwing that money out there. I mean, a lot of the times they didn't want to, I don't think they wanted to put themselves in a position either where they're looking guilty or they're putting someone else in, you know, in the fire line of fire. But it's like, come on, you're running a business. You have to know who writes the checks, who authorizes payments of these, you know, these deals.
Well, at some point, you're right. You're going to know, somebody's going to know something, and it doesn't matter because ultimately the person at the top is responsible for everything that happens beneath him or her. And so there is some culpability there. There's no question that's true. And then, of course, there was the almost pie-throwing incident. Now, I bring this up not because it was humorous, because at some level it was. It could have been dangerous, Jeff. I'll be honest about that. I'll admit that. But what was really interesting was how the hell did they get that pie into this hearing room? You know, that's the conversation you and I were having. With all the security, how the hell did they get that tin filled with the white substance into that building? How did that happen?
It just blows me away. I mean, it was like a metal tin. I think that would set off the sensors or whatever. And then to fill it with whipped cream, I mean, are you taking a canister in there? I mean, the aerosol can, that should have gone off security. Or if you're bringing in like a plastic dish with it, I don't know. I was blown away that he got that far with that and then almost threw it in the guy's face.
Yeah, this is, I'm potentially, think about the ramifications of that as well. And I would bet, you know, somebody's going to be fired over that. We may not hear about it, but somebody's going to get fired over that. That is a huge breach of security. Huge breach of security. Now, again, we only saw from the camera's perspective what was going on, and so you really couldn't tell immediately what was happening. There was a woman that stood up. You know, she had that look on her face. You saw James Murdoch get up and then sit right back down. And then out of the left of your screen, you see this peach-colored arm from nowhere do a spike. And we now know that was Rupert Murdoch's wife who was protecting her hubby.
Not only that, but she did an excellent job of making sure that he didn't get hit. Murdoch didn't get hit. But the guy who threw the pie ended up with most of it on him. So she somehow smacked the pie back in his face.
Well, I give her a lot of credit. And if she needs someone to talk to, she can feel free to call me. I'm offering up. I'm offering up, you know,
a free truck ride.
A free truck. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Have I mentioned to you that I got a new truck?
Is it was it made in Dearborn?
It was made in Dearborn,
That's
actually.
That's pretty impressive.
It is an impressive truck. Although I'm done letting anybody in my house use it. I'm just done.
Oh, you know, let somebody else
well,
drive it
here's
already?
What happened. Dominic needed to go register for school yesterday. And my oldest son's car's in the shop, so he took the van. So Dominic said, hey, you know, can I use the truck to go register? He did. Used a quarter of a tank of gas, which is not easy to do in that truck because it gets great gas mileage. And then, of course, all the mirrors are all moved and the radio station's off. And so I'm done. I'm done. It's my truck.
You know what he wanted to do? Show off. You got a truck like that. You got to drive by some girls. You got to wave, smile.
Well,
you know.
I'm glad he got that one experience because it's not happening again. I'm done. I'm done. Ugh. All right, we've got more to get to on the other side. 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you on First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. I'll remind you, we are Detroit's only truly progressive talk show. And if you care to join us, do it now. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
They want to see two girls come together and have a mud wrestling fight. And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Start your engines, Detroit. Because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano. Wow, we're just, we got a lot to do, and we don't have enough time to do it this morning. Little John Stewart now. We talk about job creators a lot on this show. And, and there's, you know, a lot going on, a lot of weird stuff going on with inside the Beltway. And John Stewart has a way of framing things sometimes that just help it, I don't know, it's kind of like that spoonful of sugar helps that medicine go down. Let's take a listen.
I think the reason Republicans won't work with the president isn't because he's black. It's because they think he's crazy.
Unless the president gets off of his absolute obsession with raising taxes.
The Obama administration's continued obsession with raising taxes.
An obsession to raise taxes.
We need jobs in America, and you're not going to get them as long as the president of the United States has this tax obsession.
He is obsessed. That explains Obama's new cologne. Taxes on Calvin Klein. Because he makes over $200,000 a year.
Of course, the Republicans are reacting to the president's debt reduction plan, including revenue increases, such as closing corporate loopholes and rescinding the Bush tax cuts on the rich. The rich, or as the Republicans call them,
job creators.
Uncertainty is making it difficult for the job creators.
Getting washed off the backs of job creators.
Stopping tax increases on our job creators.
Republicans are no longer allowed to say that people are rich. You have to refer to them as job creator. You can't even use the word rich. You have to say, this chocolate cake is so moist and job creator. My favorite comic book is Job Creator E Job Creator.
Ah, you got to love that. And in some level, that's true. You know, Jeff, notice again how the Republicans have attached themselves to the new thing, which is what? Obsessed with taxes. President's obsessed with taxes. See, they're very good at the messaging part of it. There's no question that's true. And although the president is not obsessed with taxes, if you listen to the Republicans, well, the president is obsessed with taxes.
And not only that, the second half of it is rich is kind of a bad term right now. You know, people don't have a lot of money. They're struggling. So if you're rich, you're kind of thought of not as, you know, as helping out. Because you probably can't keep your money. But if you create jobs.
Well, you're
now,
a job creator. Yeah, that's very, very true. So it's all very interesting. Okay, now you had told me about an exchange between Representative Joe Walsh, a Republican, and Chris Matthews of MSNBC, it's Hardball program, right?
Right.
Now, you told me that it's an 11-minute, obviously, interview, and we're not going to be able to get through 11 minutes, but we've got a little over a minute of stuff that you thought was pretty special, so let's listen to that.
Look, 80% of the American people believe in a balanced budget amendment. Most states have to live according to one. All households do. This is something Americans understand.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, all these Democrats, Chris, that have not put forth a plan or a budget, they are going to have to sign on as well.
Okay, just to repeat what's obvious to everybody watching, your plan does not have any cuts in it. It doesn't explain where
the
cuts are.
Hey, Chris, what's the president's plan? Hey, Chris,
I pointed out that your party has said the president doesn't have a plan. Your plan doesn't have any cuts in it.
Hey,
would you,
Chris,
explain that to me?
Your president, who sends a tingle up your leg,
has not been serious in six months.
Why do you ignore that, Chris?
Okay.
Why do you ignore that?
I think it's our president.
He is our president.
And most of all, tingle's your word. So let's go on.
He doesn't send a thrill up my leg, Chris, all right? And he has not been serious about this debt crisis. And why don't you jump on that?
Okay, let me ask you about the word lying. You've accused our president, you've said it's my president, of accusing him of lying. Do you like the word lying?
When he speaks a mistruth, Chris, and he's not truthful, he's lying.
All right, well, you know, fair enough. The semantics are there. You know, Jeff, what I find intriguing about, and I am going to go on and find that and watch all 11 minutes of it. What's intriguing about that dialogue, that back and forth dialogue, is that, first of all, Joe Walsh was a guest, and he was not answering the questions. In fact, he turned into the interviewer, did he not? Didn't he start asking Chris Matthews' questions?
Towards the end, it was all him asking, trying to turn to the tables.
All right, now, I have been at this 17 years, my friend, and I will tell you from experience, when the guest starts asking the questions, it means they don't want to answer the questions they're being asked. And it is not even a good way to avoid answering questions, because it points out that, A, you're being rude, and B, you're literally denying or ignoring the facts or the truth. So whatever this representative thought he was doing, I thought it was fairly transparent. Now, listen, Chris Matthews certainly leans much more far to the left than lots of television talking heads do. And I think he's recognized that. I'm certainly recognizing that. But I think that Chris Matthews, for the most part, is a fairly fair interviewer. I'm saying as an interviewer. As a pundit, no. I mean, he certainly leans left. There's no question that's true. But as an interviewer, he's fairly fair. And I believe that Congressman Joe Walsh went on Hardball expecting this to happen and made it happen by the way he treated the questions that he was being asked. But, Jeff, here's the problem. We're now day 13 into this debt ceiling crisis, and we're no closer to a solution. And that's what we should be talking about. But the Republicans refuse to deal with the reality. They refuse to look at the truth. This cat cup and balance thing that they cut and balance thing that they put together yesterday. They are now proposing legislation just so Democrats have to vote against it. How is that progress, Jeff?
Well, and you know what? Let's hear from Jay Carney, too, because he explained something as well.
Absolutely.
The House is passing something that many observers feel would never pass the Senate, and the President has said he would veto. Mm-hmm. The Senate is passing the McConnell-Reid plan. It's not clear that that could pass the House. The Gang of Seven plan. It's not clear that that could pass the House. Would this not be an opportune time for a president to lead and say, this
leadership is not proposing a plan for the sake of having it voted up or down and likely voted down because it is, look, you know how this town works and how Congress works. If an individual, whether a Democrat or Republican leader, steps forward and says, this is my plan and solely my plan, it makes it a lot harder for that plan to be the basis for a bipartisan compromise.
And that is the sad reality. It is difficult, Jeff, as that is to hear. That is the sad reality. If somebody comes in with a unique plan, it's never going to pass.
And it also points to the fact that the Republicans keep saying, well, where's the president's plan? They want him to present a plan so they can just trash it the entire
That's
time.
All they want to do. And by the way, he does have a plan. He does have a plan. The problem is they don't want part of that plan to include an increase in taxes, which the president continues to, by the way, be very consistent on. He hasn't wavered. He hasn't been wishy-washy. He hasn't flip-flopped. In order to balance the budget, we have to increase taxes. That's that obsession we talk about. All right, all right. We'll have more time for this a little bit later on, I assure you. I assure you. Okay, after the top of the hour break, Sue Martin from the city of Troy is with us. So let's listen to Diane Cross with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. This is First Shift. We're going to punch out for a short while. I'll be back after the top of the hour news. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes Telegraph, Grand River, 96 areas. Looks like traffic signals not working correctly. Just keep that in mind. If that's part of your route, you got to treat that as a four-way stop. And as traffic starts picking up, that is going to get much harder and take longer to get through that area. Telegraph, 96 Grand River area.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a very slight chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 94. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 78. Tomorrow, very hot and a high of 99 degrees. Right now, we've got fog at Metro Airport and 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Truppiano, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, British Prime Minister David Cameron just finished giving an emotional speech to Parliament on the phone hacking scandal.
We have set up a wide-ranging and independent judicial inquiry under Lord Justice Leveson to establish what went wrong, why, and what we need to do to ensure it never happens again.
Cameron says he would never have hired former News of the World editor Andy Coulson as his spokesman if he knew then what he knows now. However, Cameron says Coulson should be considered innocent until proven guilty. The debt ceiling deadline is less than 2 weeks away, but the issue is a long way from being settled. CNN's Bob Costantini tells us a plan backed by conservatives passed the House.
The bill was put forth by Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
The president hasn't offered a thing yet.
Now that the House has had its say, almost symbolically, President Obama says the final hard bargaining can begin in the debt ceiling gambit. Cut cap and balance pushed by Tea Party advocates was hammered by Democrats as draconian.
To end the Medicare guarantee, to slash Medicaid, to cut education.
House Democrat Chris Van Hollen, a bipartisan Senate compromise, is suddenly rising up the charts. Bob Costantini, CNN, Washington.
Places like Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota are used to extreme cold, but not this kind of heat. The heat index got up to 129 in Newton, Iowa, Tuesday, and the heat wave will spread east today. Amnesty International says children in Somalia are suffering unimaginable horrors as a result of the conflict there. A new report says kids are being subjected to floggings, amputations, and execution for simply expressing themselves. The UN declared famine in parts of southern Somalia. The country is suffering through its worst drought in 60 years. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years is where I'm at.
I don't think it's possible that anyone who's listening to this right now hasn't noticed the price of fuel is outrageous. Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The works fuel saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself in fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper grade of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
Save money on gas with the works fuel saver package. This includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake check, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate. Only $29.95.
So what Ford is telling me really is a very, very sensible thing.
As we all know, gas prices are high. I don't know about you, but it gets a little tight on the pocket.
What are you waiting for? Gas ain't getting cheaper.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
It's costing more these days for rice and cheese and tomatoes and beans and chicken, just about everything that goes into a big burrito. Costs higher not just for you, but for Chipotle. The restaurant chain reports weaker than expected earnings for only the second time in its history. Chipotle says sales were good, the cost of ingredients was not. The top American airplane maker will lose its exclusive today. American Airlines to formally place orders for as many as 400 planes after weeks of back-and-forth posturing between Boeing and its European rival Airbus. Reports say American will order planes from both companies. Z makes it to Wall Street. After an initial offering last evening, stock and real estate website Zillow will trade with the ticker symbol Z starting today. Shares priced at $20. That's above estimates. Stock markets up in Asia and Europe the day after Wall Street locked in its biggest rally of the year so far. There could be more. S&P futures up 8 points. NASDAQ futures up 24. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda Certified Used Cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you. along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How's it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano back with you on this Wednesday program. Hour two. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. And we're about to get into a story that is incredulous in its own way. No, it's not the phone hacking scandal, and it's not perhaps the debt ceiling. But in the town of Troy, Michigan, it is the center of their universe right now. And we're talking about a library millage. Now, most of the time you would say to yourself, okay, well, we have library millage votes all the time. Well, that is true, but there are circumstances surrounding this particular vote on, I believe it's August 3rd, but I'll get to that. It might be the 2nd, but August 2nd, I'm sorry, on August 2nd, that you need to know about. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. One, again, take an opportunity to wish Mr. Jeffrey Radford, the producer and engineer of the show, a happy birthday. And, Jeff, happy birthday once again to you.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying your pancakes?
More than you know.
Well, no, I've seen you eat them. You enjoy them a great deal. I have to ask, as far as the whipped cream goes, did it all melt by the time it got back here? Did they get it on the side? How'd you get that?
No, they put it in a cup.
All right, that worked for you? Obviously it did. Well, I'm glad that we were able to provide you a substantial breakfast this morning. And do you believe that Todd actually thought I wasn't going to buy him breakfast?
I don't believe that.
Well, you know, we'll get to that later on. Let's get to some more important stuff. I will have announcements later on in this hour. Normally I do it in the 6 o'clock hour. We just have a lot going on. Again, if you have an announcement and want to get it on the air, you just need to send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. And I'm happy to do it. We've got some new ones today, including some old ones. I'm going to give you a little update on the Governor Snyder recall effort. I talked to one of the chief organizers yesterday afternoon, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in this hour. But for now, let us turn our attention to my next guest. Joining me now is Sue Martin. Sue lives in Troy. Sue is a passionate member of that community, cares deeply about its roots. She cares about the community. It was obvious when I was out at the Troy Democratic Party picnic with the 9th District Democrats on Saturday, that they are not only a passionate group, but they're our group that stands up. Now, you've heard me say on the show millions of times, it's one thing to show up. Now it's time to stand up. These are folks that are standing up. Sue Martin is certainly one of those folks that's standing up. And, Sue, I want to welcome you to First Shift this morning. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
And you're welcome. You know, Sue, again, it would seem on the surface we're talking about a 0.7 mil to keep the library going. It would provide funding for, by the way, I was surprised to learn that Troy only has one city library, but indeed that's true.
Yep.
And so nothing controversial about that. You want to keep your library open.
Absolutely, and at the end of the day, once you take all the politics out of it, it is simply, do the citizens want the library or not? And that's, you know, if you could boil the whole issue down to one soundbite, that's it. Yes or no. Vote yes or no. Do you want this library?
Right, and that is what is that question here. Now, for, you know, just because we want to make sure we give people accurate information,
sure.
If the millage were to pass, it would cost the average homeowner about $100 a year.
Somewhere right around there. The average taxable value is about 100 grand or so, and so it's 0.7 mils for every 100 grand, about $70 or so. And some wiggle room in there. So
right.
Between $70 and $100.
All right.
A
so
year.
Those are the facts,
the cost
folks.
Of a tank of gas.
Right.
Minivan.
Absolutely. So, folks, that is the deal. That's the whole issue here. I just want to understand. It's a yes or no vote. Do you want a library? This is what's going to cost. Yes or no. That's it. August 2nd. That's the, by the way, only thing on the ballot.
Correct.
Okay. Sue, you said something interesting, so I'm going to have to ask you to explain a little bit. You said if you take the politics out.
Yeah.
Why are there politics involved?
Well, we've got a very strong anti-tax group in Troy who is wanting to push that sentiment, that agenda, onto this and every other issue that keeps coming up. But in Troy, we're sort of suffering this perfect storm of drastically reducing revenues from our property values, which have fallen so much, from state revenue sharing that is not coming back to us, as many other cities are suffering. And then we've got this tax cap. So unlike other municipalities, Troy City Council, city government, cannot levy up extra millage when it's necessary to shore up our basic services. This anti-tax group put this measure on the ballot in 2008, and kind of while we were all sleeping, it passed. So now every single time Troy wants to raise taxes for any purpose, it has to be voted on by the people. Seems kind of reasonable, you know, want my taxes to go up, I should have some say in it or not. Yet when you look around other cities and realize nobody else has to do that, their city councils, the people we've elected to do the work for us, can take care of us. Not in Troy.
No, not in Troy, and that's where this gets a little interesting. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that this is true, but, you know, see, what this smells to me a little bit of Tea Party. Is there a Tea Party involved in Troy?
It's entirely possible that some of the individuals involved in this anti-tax group, the Troy Citizens United, are also members of the Troy Tea Party. We don't want to paint anybody with a broad brush, but it sure seems that way when, you know, you get to sort of this more extreme viewpoint.
All right. Again, we're talking, you know, and for those of that are just joining us, Sue Martin is with me. She lives in Troy. She just wants to see their library stay open. It requires a vote, a millage that would raise taxes anywhere between $70 to $100 per resident. Per household, I should say.
For the average one.
For the average household, absolutely. And so there is a group called Troy Citizens United that says no. In fact, they go a little bit further than saying not only no more new taxes, they claim that the city actually has the money to keep the library open, which is fundamentally not true.
That's correct. They oftentimes will speak of this fund balance, which, you know, in layman's terms for you and I, this would be our 401k, our savings. And all cities dip into that as time goes through, you know, when we're struggling like we are today. But to fund a basic city service with the fund balance is a lot like draining your 401k to pay your cell phone bill, some recurring bill, something like that. It's just not good business sense.
Well, you know, and many may recognize it by another name, which is called a rainy day fund. And every municipality, by the way, has a rainy day fund, and their credit rating, by the way, is based on how much is the percentage of their overall budget they have saved in this fund. Now, again, the credit rating companies have been a little more lenient because of the economy, but if the city of Troy needed to sell bonds, they might have difficulty if their rainy day fund is depleted. And so Troy Citizens United, who is against having the library stay open, apparently, although they may not put it that way, Sue, it seems to me that the folks that are organizing the anti-millage are anti-library. I mean, I don't know how we can see it any other way.
You know, it's really difficult because I know that they say that they love the library. We all want this library in Troy. I'm not sure that there's a resident who wants to see it closed. But when you're not willing to pay for something, I don't know what the alternative is.
Well, the alternative is to close it. And I want to go back to there was this little boy on Saturday that showed up and gave a speech. Sue, his name was Raphael. I'm sure you remember.
I do.
He had a very difficult time getting his message out, but he did it. He stood in front of about 200 people who were all staring at him, and he had his hand-colored flyers, which he did himself, and all he asked the crowd was to show up for a rally in support of keeping the library open. That broke my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Monday before the vote, in Troy. Kids rally for the library, basically. And this child and his siblings have had petitions signed from their school friends. There was another young girl who had every single student in her elementary school sign a banner, which is now hanging in the Troy Public Library. It's touching all ages and stages, but especially the children who have seen cuts to media services in the Troy School District as well. If we lose this resource and we've cut their resources again because of some revenue sharing from the state and, you know, property values dropping, there's just not as much money coming into the pot anymore.
Well, and that is true. And see, anybody that's listening to us, I don't care what municipality you're living in, this is true for you as well. Now, Sue, I know you folks could use some help. I know you could use some volunteers. If people wanted to help you out, how would they go about doing that?
They could go to www.savetroy.org, SAVETROY.org, and there are all kinds of links to information as well as a link for volunteers.
All right, so www.savetroy.org, and we'll get this up, folks, on the Facebook page, certainly before this hour's over with. And if you'd like to volunteer, I know that they could really use some help. And again, I'm asking people to start standing up. This is one of those situations where you can, if you've got an hour or two, we're not asking you for 10 or 12 or 15 hours, just an hour or two to go out to knock on doors. Because I know part of this plan is to just knock on doors and explain to people what's going on. You know, again, Sue, this should be a nonpartisan issue. I think the entire residents of Troy should be rallying around this. This should pass, you know, 99% to 1%. This should be a non-issue.
Absolutely, and I think that if this doesn't pass, it's not only going to hurt us all, it's going to show a failure on the part of all of us. Every citizen in this city should want that library and should vote yes for it, especially if they've done their homework and know the true situation.
Absolutely.
Politics should have nothing to do with it.
Absolutely. Well, Sue, you'll keep us, of course, apprised of what's going on, and if there's anything that we can do leading up to August 2nd, you'll let us know?
You got it.
All right. Sue Martin, once again, the City of Troy. SaveTroy.org is the website. And, again, we'll get that up on the First Shift Facebook page. We'll also get to the First Shift poll question of the day. We are a little behind this morning. Let's take the break. We'll come back and get this all set up. If you care to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I know Stamos is unpopular. If we had just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing, we would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial meltdown.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some slow going from the east side. Those coming along 94 westbound, trying to come in toward Gratiot, trying to get to 696. That's heavy there. And then trying to get past the Reuther in toward maybe Maras, a little heavy there, down toward Van Dyke. It pockets all the way in toward I-75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, it's going to be very hot today. Our high near 94. Tonight, look for partly cloudy. Our low, 78. Tomorrow, hot and a high near 99 degrees. Right now, we've got some light fog still at Metro Airport, and it's 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Don't let gas prices slow down your summer fun. Get 5% cash back when you fill up and use your Discover card. Limitations apply. Learn more details and sign up at discover.com. It pays to get more. It pays to Discover.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
And the madness is everywhere. It truly is. We're going to spend some significant time in this hour talking about the Republicans wasting our time. But before we get to all that, we have a little more audio that we want to share. I need to get to some announcements, and a sad one for me. A dear friend of mine, I learned mid-morning yesterday that a very good friend of mine passed away a few days ago, and unfortunately, I was not able to attend the funeral. As I found out yesterday, it was yesterday. But to those that are family or friends of my dear departed friend, Danny May, I have nothing but great regard for him, and we'll miss him dearly. I've not seen him in many years, you know, and it's times like that where you stop and you wonder, you know, how is it that time was allowed to pass? I mean, this is somebody that I love very much, somebody I cared about. In fact, at one point, Danny had bought one of my restaurants from me, and just a gifted friend and a beautiful soul. I don't know the details that are surrounding his death, but it's just very sad. I feel for him and his family and his wife. At one point, I even employed his sister in one of my restaurants. She actually managed one of my restaurants for me. And he will be dearly missed. I'm sure the family is going through a very difficult time, and certainly wanted to mention this morning and a remembrance to him. Again, very difficult. So I'll move on, but he will be missed, and I'm sorry that so many years had passed since we'd seen each other, unfortunately, and I will now not be able to see him again. If there's a message in that for any of us, if there are people in your life that at one time meant a great deal to you, still do, that you don't reach out to, maybe today would be a good day to do that. But just put some thought to that. All right, we've got some announcements, so I'm going to work through these. On Sunday, July 24th, which is next Sunday, from 12 to 3 at Marshbank Park on Hiller Road, north of Commerce, the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club will have their annual picnic. Andy Meisner will be there, the Oakland County Treasurer, Senator Debbie Stabenow, and State Representative Lisa Brown. It's $7.50 for adults, $5 for children. They'll have hot dogs and hamburgers with all the trimmings. And if you want to have some fun, go on out. If you need more information, you can contact Janet Halper at 248 682 248-682-4986. That's 248-682-4986. Tonight, the Community Democratic Club has their annual ice cream social. They will have hot dogs there as well. They have lots of ice cream. Usually they have local celebrity, political celebrities scooping the ice cream. I did it one year when I ran for Congress. It's a lot of fun. The ice cream social will take place, and the address is 35603 Plymouth Road in Livonia. It's near the corner of Wayne Road, and so you'll want to go check that out. They're not having a membership meeting this month, so the ice cream social is kind of taking its place. It's $10 per person, and it's all you can eat. Children under 10 do eat for free. It'll have plenty of water and pop. Again, hot dogs and ice cream. Bring your friends. Should be a lot of fun. And that's at UAW, by the way, UAW Local 182. UAW Local 182. On October 22nd, the wonderful people that are involved in Equality Michigan have a dinner, a fundraiser dinner. And we'll get you more information on that as it gets closer. But if you want more information, you can just go to Equality Michigan, EqualityMI.org/dinner. EqualityMI.org/dinner. And I got this one. This is a new one from yesterday, that there will be a recall signing in Walled Lake. And so it's the Fire Rick Snyder position signing event in Walled Lake. It is going to be on July 30th from 10 till 4 o'clock at the Bayside Restaurant. And they have designated and sent out postcards for people. But if you would like to sign the petition to recall Governor Rick Snyder, and it's at the Bayside Restaurant in Walled Lake from 10 to 4 o'clock on July 30th. And last but not least, see, Jeff, they are getting, the list is getting longer. And last but not least, and this one has nothing to do with politics, but I did get the email yesterday. I thought I would share it. If I had the time, I'd be going. The Biggest Loser is got a casting call out on Saturday, July 30th at the Gardner White Furniture Store on Hayes Road in Macomb from 10 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. It's a casting call, so if you'd like to try out for The Biggest Loser, it's Saturday, July 30th at Gardner White Furniture from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, there's a note on here that says don't show up more than 3 hours early for that casting call. So if you're there the night before, you're not going to be allowed to stay. All right? And if you want more information, go to www.thebiggestlosercasting.com. www.thebiggestlosercasting.com. And I almost, Jeff, do you realize I almost used a whole segment just doing announcements?
I know. We'll get on that. We'll get a bed going and an open, and that way you can just record.
Yeah, well, again, I don't mind doing it. I really don't mind doing it. I'm happy that we, you know, more important people are reaching out to us, and more than happy to do that. All right, we do have just enough time left to do this, though. Glenn Beck, yes, that Glenn Beck, now of only radio because he lost his television show. He was fired at Fox. Still defending Fox, though. Oddly enough, still defending Fox. This is what he had to do. For those of you that aren't following the phone hacking scandal in the UK, which is touching onto this part of the pond, I don't know if you've heard that the original whistleblower was found dead in his apartment in London the other day. This is what Glenn Beck had to say about that.
The guy who was the whistleblower on the News Corp thing finds out, and I love this story.
He woke up dead.
He woke up dead.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's not suspicious. Okay, I'm not saying foul play was involved, but it is suspicious that he's dead.
Yeah,
I mean, he might have died of a heart attack, natural causes, nobody did anything to him, but it is suspicious that he's dead.
Do we know what killed him?
No, not yet.
I haven't heard that.
Do we know how old he is? This is a report. We were watching news yesterday, and they kept reporting this guy's death, and you kind of wonder, like, shouldn't you point out how old the guy is, because...
Or that he was in bad health, yeah, or anything like that.
Some detail.
Yeah.
Or was he just walking around completely running triathlons?
No, I think he was... Look, when you have the Prime Minister, when you have the head of Scotland Yard, when you have the mayor of London, all of them involved in a scandal, and you're the whistleblower... Yeah, I think you're in poor health.
I didn't know that.
It's an amazing story, though. It just seems to keep escalating. And
May I say that we all should fall to our knees and pray that that stops, because is the parent company of Fox News Channel. And
I mean, there's no one is, with the exception of crazy liberals here in America who are trying to point fingers at
they
Fox
will,
News.
They will. They'll use everything they can.
Yeah, those crazy liberals in America just pointing their fingers at Fox News. We're going to comment on this. There's something so wrong about the way this whole thing, that whole thing went down. 888-552-3595. What do you think of Glenn Beck's reaction to somebody being found dead? Love to hear your response to that. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. We'll take the break on 1310 WDTW and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some slow going through our construction zone on M59, Crooks to Opdyke. Looks like it's pretty heavy at times through there, and many of those ramps are closed. If you're on I-75 South, that's also getting busier as you come in from 14 Mile Road down to 696, down to about 9 Mile before it eases up.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service is going to be very hot today. Our high near 94. Tonight, look for partly cloudy. Our low, 78. Tomorrow, hot and a high near 99 degrees. Right now, we've got some light fog still at Metro Airport, and it's 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to Wind. Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The nearly 44,000 workers at California's Kaiser Permanente may have another election to determine whether they want to be represented by the SEIU or by the National Union of Healthcare Workers. An NLRB administrative law judge is recommending throwing out last year's election results, finding that SEIU is guilty of misconduct with collusion with Kaiser that interfered with employees being able to make a free and reasoned choice in that election. John Borsos is vice president of NUHW.
What this is an administrative law judge who was asked by the region here in California to investigate objections that we filed about Kaiser and SEIU's misconduct, determined that our objections had merit and is tossing out the election.
SEIU says it's evaluating whether to appeal the National Labor Relations Board ruling. Borsos says SEIU should allow Kaiser workers another free choice between the two unions.
They should accept the will of the workers and allow them to vote unencumbered and accept the result.
Labor negotiations remain at a standstill since grocery companies and representatives for 62,000 Southern California workers began talks a few months ago. The workers have held rallies in Arcadia, Compton, and other California locations to call attention to the stalled talks. FSRN's Leilani Albano has the story.
Bonds, Albertsons, and Ralph's employees have so far rejected a new contract deal that requires them to pay more into their health care system. They're also facing cuts in pay and benefits. All this is edging workers closer to a strike.
Something that I think that we should do if we don't get what we want.
That was Chris Schultz, a Ralph sales manager in Studio City. The rising tensions are reminiscent of the 2003 grocery strikes. Then, many Southern California customers sided with workers and stopped shopping at the three grocery stores as Vons workers went on a prolonged strike. At the same time, Ralph's and Albertson's employees got locked out of their jobs. Workers' advocates think they'd once again garner sympathy from the public. Contract talks have been a mixed bag. On the upside, Ralph's spokesperson, Kendra Doyle, says the companies agreed to pay 100% of the workers' pensions. On the downside, they remain deadlocked on employee contributions to health care.
The area that we're working on right now and seem to be the most contentious is the health care portion of the contract.
Unions, including the Teamsters, say they will not cross the picket line at striking stores.
This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. I need to get to the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. I've not deliberately ignored it, but I've ignored it up to this point. There is talk of reducing U.S. postal mail delivery by one day a week to just 5 days. Do you support that move? And the options that I gave, you can certainly add to them as no, it's a lifeline for too many people, or yes, it's just a reality. Now, we can have that debate, and feel free, of course, to call in if you'd like to talk about that. I voted no. I think that there are too many people that rely on mail delivery still, even though we know that it's down. And I still think there are too many people that rely on mail delivery. I think, you know, that Saturday delivery, you know, depending on what time of the month it is, could be a disaster for some people. A lot of people get checks in, and I'm not just talking government checks. People have pension checks. You know, people have dividend checks. I mean, there are all kinds of income that come outside the purview of the government that aren't direct deposited nor whatever. And so I don't support eliminating one day a week. But feel free to ring us up on that, 888-552-3595. Now, very, very quickly, before we move on to some of the other stuff that we'd like to get to today, before I even do that, I do remind you, tomorrow night I'm going to be joining the Drinking Liberally crowd in Rochester. And we have moved, or I shouldn't say we, they have moved the venue to Famous Dave's on Rochester Road at Auburn. So that's where we're going to be at tomorrow, and I believe it starts at 6, and if I'm wrong, I'll correct that, but I believe it starts at 6, so that's when I will be there, and I'll be there for a few hours, most certainly, and I want to thank them again. And how bad is Famous Dave's? Not bad at all. Great barbecue. So why don't you come on out if you're in the area tomorrow, we'll drink liberally is what we'll do. Of course, every time I drink liberally. All right, before we move on to the next topic and take some calls, I do want to comment a little bit. If you were listening before we went to the break, you know, Glenn Beck on his national radio program yesterday laughing about the death of a man who is at the center of this phone hacking scheme in London, which is, again, affecting us here in the U.S., Rupert Murdoch, and he died. Glenn Beck and his team decided to laugh that off, which I found to be extremely rude. First of all, they said, laughingly, he woke up dead. That's not funny. You know, he may have been murdered. There may be foul play. There may not be, but we don't know. So how can you make fun of that? And then to go on and say, of course, you know, the liberals want Fox News to go away. No, we want truth. So we want lies to go away. And if that means Fox News goes away, well, that means Fox News goes away. But how wrong, how rude. Because they can't hear you, Glenn? Is that why you do it? I mean, it's just wrong. It's just dead wrong. All right, we're going to go to the phones, 888-552-3595. One of my favorites is on the line. Lee in Farmington Hills joins us. Lee, welcome, and thanks for punching back in on First Shift this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Yeah, you know, you hit on a real hot topic, although I'd love to talk about Rupert for a while. I'd like to talk about the mail service.
Yes.
You know, everybody bashes the United States for what they do, but and what our services do. But when is Federal Express going to deliver a letter for 44 cents anywhere in the country?
They're not.
When I start hearing that, then I'll listen to this for-profit discussion that I hear constantly about how they do such a better job. And then the other thing for the Postal Service, you know, I don't think I'm alone. Every time I come home, I go in there and 90% of the content is advertising that gets to my house for half the price of what I pay to mail my letter in. How about we look at increasing their rate for all that advertising that we don't want anyway, rather than cutting off my mail service on Saturday?
Yeah, and Lee, you're talking about bulk mail is what you're talking about. And, of course, you know, they get a discount because they're sending out massive amounts of it. You're right, we could increase that. You know, I stop and think, and I actually said this on the show last week, you know, we have been spoiled with mail delivery in this country. We just expect it to be there. And you know what? They don't disappoint. It's always there. It's always there. And, you know, we never have to wonder, you know, and it truly is, you know, through rain or sleet or hail or snow, they're always there. And we're spoiled.
Yeah.
And again, at the price that we pay for it, it's a gift.
I totally agree. I mean, I hear all this lost mail stuff. In the last 20 years where I lived in my residence, I know one time something didn't show up at my house that I was looking for. Now I could tell you the number of times I've had to drive to a UPS station to pick up my package that they didn't deliver, didn't ring my doorbell when I was home, and had to go out and get them myself, you know. So I'm kind of a fan of the Postal Service. I'm really sick of hearing people bash them and make unrealistic comparisons. But anyway, thank you very much for the time.
No problem, Lee, and I appreciate the call. And I want to remind people that are listening to us right now, you know, this was a poll question last week. You know, not one single tax dollar goes to support the United States Postal Service. Not a red penny. Nothing. Not zero. And think about what you get. I mean, you're paying, even if you don't send anything out, you benefit. Name another service where you don't necessarily pay for it, yet you benefit from it. Name another service. You'd be hard-pressed to do it. At this level, you'd be hard-pressed to do that. But Lee makes a good point. You know, I have with both FedEx and all of them, with all of the expedited services, I have signed a waiver that allows them to leave a package on my doorstep, and I take complete responsibility for that package once it's left there. So it's, you know, automatically, it's an automatic signature. So if something requires a signature, I've signed a waiver that says they can leave it. Now, the reason that is sometimes I just don't hear the door. My office at home is in the basement, and sometimes I don't hear the door. And sometimes, more times than not, I'm on the phone. Jeff, how many times have you called me and I've been on the phone? Probably half or not more of the times, right?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Right. I'm on the phone a lot. It's part of what I do. And so I signed this waiver. I can't tell you, Jeff, how many times I've had to, you know, go to the airport to pick up my FedEx or go to Livonia to pick up my UPS because they don't, you know, they don't leave it. And I have signed a waiver, and I've gone when I've said, and I'll say to the driver, you know, oh, yeah, I forgot. It's not funny. I don't have time to be doing that. Somebody, if I'm having something shipped to me, I need it. And so, yeah, that's not terribly convenient. So I think Lee makes a very good point. I've never had a problem with the Postal Service. I can honestly tell you, I don't, with occasionally, you know, and I'm sure this has happened to everybody, you'll get, it'll come in a plastic bag, a piece of mail that's kind of been, you know, butchered to death. And they'll say, hey, we're sorry, you know, this just kind of got stuck in a machine and that's why it looks like this. That's happened to me, you know, maybe five times in my life. Beyond that, I can't tell you I've ever had a problem with the Postal Service, ever, not once. So, what are you, Jeff? Your thoughts on going to 5 days a week?
I want to know what the benefit is. Like, what is it? What's the balance here? What do we?
It's a money saver. I mean, it would just save money.
Yeah, but for who?
For the Postal Service.
Oh, okay.
They're saying it'll save $4.5 billion a year. And I haven't done enough. I've got an article here that I saw it this morning, so that's why I made it the poll question today. And, again, I need to do a little homework because I don't just necessarily wholesale believe that it will save that much money just because that's what the article said. I want to know how because that's the way I work. And they're saying that within 15 years, we may have to go to 3 days a week for postal service, which is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous, especially think about this in rural areas. Jeff, imagine living up north somewhere where, you know, to get a gallon of milk is a 6-hour drive, or is a 6-mile drive. You know, the mail becomes your lifeline. And I just can't imagine, you know, limiting it that way. It makes no sense to me.
Well, and Lee, the last caller, said it's real cheap to mail something. Well, why not just make it even 50 cents? Would that help in one more day?
Sure, it would help. Yeah, absolutely. Every time they, you know, every time they raise postage, it helps because that's how they fund the Postal Service is through postage. And that's how they do it. So, yeah, it would absolutely it would help. But, you know, here, let me give you an example. We're about to get coffee mugs and baseball caps that we're going to give away on the show. So when I went the other day to mail the books and the CDs, the documentaries, I said to them, hey, is there somebody that I can talk to here about packaging? And they said, yeah, absolutely. So this lady comes out, and we were looking at our options to mail this stuff. Now, you know, that's a consulting service. They don't charge for that, Jeff. You know, and she explained to me, you know, what I had to do and, you know, what it had to weigh. And, you know, it was a valuable meeting. It was a conversation that I had to have that ultimately is going to save me a lot of money and the show a lot of money. But that was a free service. You know, that's and totally free. And by the way, the packaging will be free. If I use their packaging, as long as it's under a certain weight, they will give me the packaging free.
I know when I woke up this morning, I always go out to my mailbox and check the mail, and there was nothing there. And I do that 6 days a week. And on Sunday, you know, that's the day that obviously you don't check it. But, yeah, I always go out there and look for something. Even when it's something like a bill, I guess you're not too happy about. But you always look to get something from someone, like maybe a card or something. Like it's one of the things I look forward to, I guess.
Are you feeling lonely?
No, but isn't that one of the things? Like when you get something in the mail, doesn't it make your day? Like someone sends you a card or something?
Well, sure. I do look forward to getting the mail. Now, again, I get a lot more bills than some people do because I have my personal bills and my business bills. But I enjoy getting the mail. I know it's going to be there by a certain time. That's the other thing. It's almost always there when I know I want it to be there. All right, that's that. We'll take the quick break. When we come back, Democrat on Republican, Republican on Democrat. When will it turn violent? Because the volume's been turned way up. We'll get to that when we come back. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, so this is the way it plays out in the House of Representatives yesterday. The Republicans came up with this cap, cut, and balance bill that was basically designed to make Democrats vote on something that they don't want to vote on. And they're trying to force them to do it to make them look bad. It's pure politics, has nothing to do with policy, has nothing to do with progress, has nothing to do with solving the debt ceiling problem. Nothing at all. Now, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who also is chair of the Democratic National Committee, is a very passionate Floridian. And this is a woman that has fought cancer and won. This is a woman that, at a very young age, was elected to Congress, and everybody told her, you're a fool to run, you can't win. She won anyway. Very tenacious woman. I love her. I absolutely love this woman. All right? So Alan West, who also happens to be a Florida member of Congress, decides to vote for this bill. Now, let me just, I'm just going to read it to you the way it comes out in the Associated Press, all right? It says, a Republican congressman from Florida turned an email today to call a Democrat colleague from the state, quote, vile, despicable, and cowardly, after she called into question his stance on Medicare during the debate over a spending cap and balance budget bill before the House. Rep. Alan West, a first-term Republican Tea Partier from Florida, wasn't shy about his online outburst. He sent a peppery email to numerous lawmakers as well as his target, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who, again, is also the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, chairwoman. The subject line of the email, unprofessional and inappropriate sophomoric behavior from Wasserman Schultz. That's what he wrote. The email said the following. Hey, look, Debbie, I understand that after I departed the House floor, you directed your floor speech comments directly towards me. Let me make myself perfectly clear. You want a personal fight? I'm happy to oblige. You have the most vile, unprofessional, and despicable member of the U.S. House of Representatives. If you have anything to say to me, stop being a coward and say it to my face. Otherwise, shut the heck up. In her remarks on the floor, Wasserman Schultz said, quote, the gentleman from Florida who represents thousands of Medicare beneficiaries as I do is supportive of this plan that would increase costs to Medicare beneficiaries. Unbelievable from a member from South Florida. She was alluding to a GOP-backed bill to reduce the debt and amend the Constitution to require a balanced federal budget. The House later approved the bill, 234 to 190, but is unlikely to pass the Democratic Senate. In the email, West said Wasserman Schultz had, quote, proven that you are not a lady and shall not be afforded due respect from me. He said he was altering House leaders, alerting House leaders to the heinous characterless behavior. A spokesman for the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee and the congresswoman from Florida said, quote, I don't think that the congresswoman, Congressman West is upset at the congresswoman. Rather, the fact that she highlighted that he and other Republicans are once again trying to balance the budget on the backs of seniors, children, and the middle class, the truth hurts. No question that's true. And if it's found similar, because it's what's exactly what the Michigan legislature has done to those same constituencies here in the state of Michigan. Let me quickly get to a call before we run out of time this hour. I want to welcome Roy in Roseville to First Shift. Roy, welcome aboard. What's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tony, for taking my call. I just want to talk for a minute about the hypocrisy of the Tea Party people and the Republicans voting on that balanced budget amendment yesterday. They, in that law that they passed yesterday, they reduced Medicare from 80% to 40% for people. But there's an amendment in that law for the people in Congress. Theirs is reduced from 80% to 75%. Now, if that isn't hypocrisy for those Tea Party people and all the Republicans in your audience, I don't know what is.
Well, Roy, I don't know what is either. And I'm hoping and praying that the people of Michigan, because that's who we reach. Now, whoever we reach online, we reach online. But let's stick to the constituency we know, Roy. If the people that listen to this program don't clearly see that the Republicans, and especially the Tea Party members of the Republican Party, their only agenda is to break up the middle class so that they can stuff more money in their pockets. If they don't get that, I don't know what it's going to take for them to get it.
Yeah, I don't understand it. If they're going to you're going to reduce Medicare for people, everybody has a grandmother, a grandfather, or, you know, they're on Medicare themselves. And to reduce it from 80% to 40%, and yet they keep it at 75% for themselves. That is, they are the biggest hypocrites, and I don't know what's the matter with people.
You know,
who
Roy,
continue to vote for these people.
I don't either. Roy, let's ask another question. We have, you know, welfare is going to be the next thing that they're going to go after. Welfare costs the nation $9.3 billion a year. Yet we give $600 billion a year to oil companies who are experiencing record profits. How do they reconcile that, Roy? How can you give oil companies $600 billion but take away, you know, $9.3 billion to help those people that can't even afford to feed themselves? How do they reconcile that? How do these people sleep at night?
I don't know. And the thing is, what kind of a society are we going to have in 20 years? If you don't feed these kids, you know, the people that are on welfare through no fault of their own, they won't provide them jobs. What kind of a society? You know, even Tea Party people and Republicans, they go on vacations, you go to the store, you're part of society. What do you think is going to happen to the crime in this country if you don't take care of these people and provide jobs for them?
How about what's already happening? Yeah, Roy, it is criminal, Roy. You're 100% right. It is criminal. I want to thank you for your call. Now, Roy, absolutely. I appreciate it. I mean, Roy absolutely gets it. And that's why when I get these nasty emails from folks, you know, let me just tell you very quickly, and I'll talk about this later on in the next hour. I spent part of my afternoon yesterday calling listeners. I get a lot of messages from listeners, and I don't always have time to call them back. I get a lot of emails from listeners, and I try to write people back. I really do. I do my best to try to get back to everybody that emails me, not so much when they call me, because my day's just pretty packed. But I spent the afternoon talking to six, maybe it was eight listeners throughout the afternoon. And I got quite an education. I mean, I really did. Not everybody that calls me loves me, folks. Okay, understand that. And I had a couple difficult conversations yesterday. But listen, if we really begin to pay attention to what's happening, if you really have a desire, a passion to change what's happening, you know, we really do need to talk a whole lot more. We need to spend a lot more time dialoguing. I have an opportunity to do that 3 hours every day on air, and I love that opportunity. Love that we're able to do this. Love that people like Roy or earlier people like Lee. I talked to a guy named Bill yesterday who is a very conservative that by the time we were done talking had a whole different perspective because I realized, as did he, that he stops listening to me when he gets mad. And he's only getting half the information I'm putting out there. There's something to be learned from that. All right, the mayor himself, Virg Bernero, on the other side. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Don't you go anywhere. First Shift will continue after this quick break.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update includes some heavy traffic through the interchange with 75 heading especially southbound in towards 696. If you're on the Ruther West, already seeing that pickup coming in toward Mound de Quinder into 75. 94 has been kind of slow westbound as you're trying to get onto or past 696.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, it's going to be very hot today. Our high near 94. Tonight, look for partly cloudy. Our low 78. Tomorrow, hot and a high near 99 degrees. Right now, we've got some light fog still at Metro Airport, and it's 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift. Weekdays from 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, things have been heated in the British Parliament today as they talk about the phone hacking scandal. Prime Minister David Cameron says he would never have hired Andy Coulson as his spokesman if he knew the former News of the World editor might have been involved in hacking.
You don't make decisions in hindsight. You make them in the present. You live and you learn, and believe you me, I have learned.
Opposition leader Ed Miliband says Cameron needs to do more than apologize for his bad hiring decision.
He says that in hindsight, he made a mistake by hiring Mr. Coulson. He says that if Mr. Coulson lied to him, he would apologize. Mr. Speaker, that isn't good enough.
Now, Coulson left Downing Street months ago. Cameron says he's never seen evidence Coulson was aware of phone hacking at the paper when he was editor. The heat index got up to 129 in Newton, Iowa Tuesday, and the Midwest heat wave will continue today. Dave Wallach of Chicago says he had a hard time riding his bike in the sweltering temps.
My head was baking. I started hallucinating. I couldn't rotate one more rotation on my bike, and I knew I was in trouble.
Forecasters say the heat will spread east today. A plan to raise America's debt limit passed the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 234 and the nays are 190. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
But the so-called cut, cap, and balance bill will probably die in the Senate. Another plan from a group of bipartisan senators is being praised by President Obama and others. Stock futures suggest the momentum from Tuesday's Wall Street rally will continue after the opening bell today. Dow had its best day of the year yesterday. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts of oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you, if you may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures, and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Something lucrative in the air. The parent of American Airlines has announced this hour the largest order for aircraft in the history of aviation. 460 new planes with the option to double that. 200 Boeing 737 jets are included, but for the first time in decades, it's also ordering planes from a company other than Boeing, sending some of the business to its European rival Airbus. American also announces it's spinning off regional airline American Eagle. Phones suddenly are ringing off the hook at mortgage offices. This morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to refinance jumped 23% last week as mortgage rates remained low. But in a sign the housing market is nowhere near normal yet, applications for loans to purchase new homes held flat. This morning, after Wall Street's opening bell, we get the latest reading of home resales from the National Association of Realtors. After Wall Street's best day of the year, we could be in for an encore. S&P futures up 7, NASDAQ futures up 21. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning, Tony Trupiano with you on this Wednesday program. And we had the mayor himself scheduled for this morning. Apparently, we're having some issues connecting with him. So maybe next month. That's the way we're going to take it for now, because I just have a lot to get to. And I'd rather get you what I've got than not what I don't. Not sure that I got what I got, if that all makes sense to you. I want to welcome everybody back on this Wednesday morning program. And what a day it's been. Jeff, again, you know, just because I know that we got different audiences at different times of the day, I want to once again wish you a happy birthday. I'm hoping you're going to have a great day today. Do you have plans for the day? Or, I mean, anything special? Are you going to do something on the weekend, or what are you
going
to do?
Tomorrow night we're going out as a family, so that'll be fun for dinner. And it's kind of funny because it was like a hush-hush, like it was supposed to be a secret thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found out about it, and then they said, well, why don't you just call everyone and get it? So I ended up taking over control and calling people, hey, you want to make sure, you know, you want to get down to this restaurant at this time? And
do you want to tell us what restaurant it is so we can all show up?
Oh, yeah. That's my next plan, actually. I was gonna invite it. I was going to put it on Facebook.
Invite the audience and just see who shows up. Well, if anybody would like to call and wish Jeff a happy birthday, feel free to do that. His cell phone number is...
I'm kidding.
I don't get a call
the minute you say that.
I wouldn't. There goes the phone. I wouldn't do that to you. But I'm sure you're going to have an amazing day. I'm absolutely positive of that. And just glad that Todd and I can participate in your birthday. And, you know, that I'm not, you don't need to say anything beyond that. So just happy birthday to you, Jeff. And, you know, and again, I'll be harassing you later on because we do have a show to do tomorrow. You remember that, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, and we're going to, excuse me, and we're going to move on now. You know, it's interesting. We take a look at the Republican Party as it stands today, whether it's at the state level or the federal level. And you begin to wonder what their true agenda is. They are anti-union. That is clear. They are anti-middle class. That is clear. They are, here's where it gets a little creative. They are anti-progress. I didn't say progressive. Progress. That is intimately quite clear. They don't want to see the debt in this country retired because they only want to do it their way. That is clear. They don't understand the word compromise, crystal clear. They will not negotiate, clear. So what is it that they do want? Now, again, I will allow this opportunity for those of you listening to the show this morning. If you understand what it is the Republicans do want, can somebody explain it to me? Because I don't get it. I don't get what they want. They don't want to embrace reality. They don't want to look at truth. They certainly don't want to see what's happening to the middle class. They don't show up for their own coffee hours or their own town hall meetings. So what they do is they go to work. They either go to Lansing and come home and then take their vacation, or they go to D.C. and come home and take their vacation, or they have fundraisers amongst themselves. Republicans love to have fundraisers, and they all stand around and pat each other on the back. I've been to a few, incognito, of course, but I've been to a few. They like to do that. Beyond that, what's their agenda? I clearly and surely do not know any longer what it is they want. And I blogged the other day, and I wrote, the name of it is titled, "Where is Aaron Sorkin when we need him?" You know, we talked about the television show, The West Wing, and I got actually quite a response from that. We did it at the end of the show on Monday, and I got quite a response email-wise from that. Lots of us love that show. Because it invokes some romantic of idea of what I would like politics to be. I'll be honest with you. There's a romantic part of that for me. Yeah, it's a fantasy world. I'll admit that. I'm readily admitting that. But is there anything wrong with their wanting, with somebody wanting there to be compromises and bridges built that are real, that are honest, that actually provide solutions to problems? Is there anything wrong with wanting that? I gotta say no. There can't be anything wrong with that. I'd love to hear from some of you in this hour. 888-552-3595. We're going to go to Lee in Farmington now. Lee, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
I'm good. And you, sir?
Well, now that I got you, I'm all better.
I'm all charged up, Tony, and it's due to you. I'm glad that we have a voice and we have someone out there that's trying to make sense of this and put the truth out so that people are able to make good decisions. I want to answer your question. You're saying what they want. I think what they want is very simple. They hate Obama right now more than they love America. And they want his presidency to be a picnic. They want to bring that blank down. And if they have to ruin the economy, if they have to dismantle Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, if they don't care what they have to do, they have to prove that a black man is not adequate to be the president of the United States. They hate black people because, well, we built this country for free. We generations of working here, never being compensated, and now they hate us. Because after slavery was abolished, I guess we all should have been taken out back and shot in the head.
All right, so Lee, now, the Lee's...
next thing is...
Hold on. Before you go on, Lee, you're the one that gave us "There are more of us than there are of them," and now you've given us another zinger. They hate Obama more than they hate America.
You know, they hate Obama more than they love America.
More than they love America. You're right. Now, listen. I got to tell you, Lee, I honestly believe that this is based on hatred of a black man. I honestly believe that this man of color, who is courageous, who is successful, who is visionary, so threatens their very existence that, you know, and I'm telling you, I pray to God, and people need to read between the lines on what I'm about to say, Lee. I pray to God the Secret Service is doing their job.
Yes, please, Lord.
So anyway, you were going to say, go on.
Didn't there used to be a law that if you threatened the President of the United States, that was enough to have you incarcerated?
Absolutely.
Everybody threatens his life, and no one suffers any consequences for it. Why is it okay now? It's because it's a black man.
It is not okay now, Lee. It is not okay, and this needs to stop.
Yes. And what we need to realize again, Tony, back to there's more of us than there is of them, and realize that we are not them because we're black. It's about those few who have power and money and greed and control. There's only a few of them. They don't care what color we are. They hate all of us. They hate all of us. 100 billion $1 billion to oil companies, and they can't feed people. But, Tony, I want you to tell people about an organization called ALEC, A-L-E-C. I know you know about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Deals in our lives before we ever see them. I just found out about them.
Yeah, we've been talking about him on this show for a long time. ALEC is bad news. Bad news, okay. Lee. Listen, we got a lot of phone calls to get to. Please keep calling.
I love you, Tony.
And I love you too, Lee. I love your passion. I love the way you think. Folks, you know, hey, Jeff, you still think everybody's sleeping this morning?
No.
All right. I just want to make sure you saw what was going on there. Thank you, Lee, for your call. We're going to go from that Lee to another Lee. So if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Lee in Pontiac joins us now. And Lee, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Tony. Your question was, what do you think the Republicans want?
What do they want, Lee? I don't know, buddy. What do they want?
Well, maybe this is what it is. They keep saying that we want to take America back. And I think what they mean by that, by taking America back to the 19th century.
Yeah. You know what? There could be some real truth to that because we know, Lee, just based on what they're doing legislatively, we know they want the middle class to grow smaller, the poor to grow larger, and the worst part is they want to make sure that no one can take care of themselves because they're sure not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're going to cut entitlements. They're going to cut welfare. They're going to cut Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, back to the 19th century, the 1840s.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for your call. And he's right. Lee is he's completely right. And listen, this is based on what's going on. It's not based on theory. This isn't theory. It's fact. Think long and hard about what's happening to our country right now. You know, our state legislature took a break. But look what they've done to us. Everything this governor, Rick Snyder, and this legislature have done, everything that they have done has been anti-American. It has been anti-American. It is exactly what is wrong for this country and wrong for this state is what they're doing. And it's because we fell asleep in 2010. That's what it's about. It's about falling asleep at the wheel. We can never let that happen again. Ever. Now, we got a lot of calls here today, so obviously this is resonating with people. I'm going to tell you up front right now, the Republicans better be very careful. I have a feeling, and I'm going to say this again, we have a major announcement on the show tomorrow. Major announcement on the show this tomorrow. Republicans better be careful. Because they've pissed off the wrong group of people. 888-552-3595. I want Dill and Shayla and Greg and Clifford and everybody that's online, stay where you're at. We are coming right back to your calls. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an earlier accident on 275 northbound after Ford Road. That's been working in the left shoulder, left lane, so things are slow for those coming up, 275. As you head west on I-94, it's been kind of heavy trying to get on to 696, and then the Ruther westbound 696. An accident just before I-75 has moved off to the shoulder, but that's added the big delays, those coming west on 696 into 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for hot sunny skies today. Our high 94. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy and our low 78. Tomorrow a scorching 99 degrees. Right now it's hazy and 78 degrees out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Collect your rewards when you play at MGM Grand Detroit. From July 11th through the 29th, play, earn, collect, win during the Collect and Win Free Play promotion. It's as simple as playing your favorite slots and earning 100 points Monday at 10 a.m. through Friday at 10 p.m. each week. Then swipe at any promotional kiosk for your chance to collect all four virtual M-Life Players Club cards and win $25 in free play. Keep playing each week to collect and win. See M-Life Players Club for more details. MGM Grand Detroit.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Trade and save at Radio Shack. Save $100 on an HTC Evo 3D when you trade in your HTC Evo 4G or HTC Evo Shift 4G. Or save $75 if you trade in a select smartphone. Offer good at participating stores through 7/31/11. Trade-in phone restrictions apply. All trade-ins final. Not available where prohibited by law.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We're back 22 minutes after the hour. The question is, what do Republicans want? What are they trying to do? What's the game they're playing? But I know one thing for sure. The majority of us are in trouble, and we are being left behind. It's time for change. Let's go back to the phones. I want to welcome Dill and Ypsilanti. Dill, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, hi, Tony. I think what we have here is a bunch of social Darwinists. Basically, they engage in social Darwinistic thinking and behavior. If you look at the main ideas in social Darwinism, anti-union, pro-free markets, anti-poor, but favorable for the rich, and it goes on and on like that. And also anti-government. They don't think the government should help in any way, shape, or form. Charity is evil, but helping the rich is fine. So I think that's what we have going on here is a bunch of social Darwinists, which was the way this country ran prior to the New Deal.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, Dill, right now, I'll make this very clear to this audience. For those that don't get, what you said was 100% correct, and what they don't understand is if we don't do something about this, in the 2012 election, you can kiss this life you know goodbye because it is gone. It is done. I'm not trying to instill fear in people. I need them to understand the reality. If we don't turn this around, it's over. Kiss it goodbye. Dill, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 888-552-3595. Folks, listen to what these people are calling in and saying. You need to learn from them. 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org. Shayla in Pontiac joins us. Shayla, welcome to First Shift. Good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
The gentleman that just spoke is absolutely correct. What the Tea Party and the Republicans have come into and they have gotten involved in and believe is a type of ideology that, like you said, is anti-American. Okay, but they don't care about that because they've used racism as a cloak They don't care nothing about Obama. It wouldn't have made any difference if Hillary Clinton had been the president. It's the ideology that they're against. We need to stop saying, oh, they hate Obama. They hate Obama. No, it's not, it has nothing to do with him. It's an ideology that they have been duped in, even those persons who have voted Tea Party ways. They went it that way. They did it that way because of racism, because that is nothing but a covering for the real underlying fascist way of doing things, okay?
You know,
for instance,
Shayla,
here, July 4th here in Pontiac, the community wanted to march down two blocks in what's left of the downtown area of Pontiac, Michigan. And this emergency financial manager wanted to charge them $7,000.
Oh, sweet God.
Just to march two blocks.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. And then he said, well, you're not going to march, not unless you pay us $7,000. Well, the people marched anyway. Now, this is the type of crap which is not of we the people. It is now the corporations and those people who have worked, have caught on and believe this fascist way of doing things. We are no longer a free democracy.
Well,
we have been taken over by an ideology. Ideology that the man just got you talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Shayla, thank you for your call. Again, I'm not going to touch what you folks are saying. You're all right. You know, Chris Mihalakis just sent me a message. And let me just read it to you. Samuel Gompers, what does labor want? We want more schoolhouses and less jails, more books and less guns, more learning and less vice, more leisure and less greed, more justice and less revenge. We want more opportunities to cultivate our better natures. That's exactly what we want. What do they want is the question. 888-552-3595. We welcome Greg and Warren to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning, Greg. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Yeah, I'll make it real fast. What do the Republicans want? And I'm talking just Republican politicians. These people, at the time, you know, the Democrats started addressing this honestly. These people are self-serving sociopaths. The needle in their moral compass points back at them. That's all they care about. People need to understand that these people that are masquerading as public servants only care about themselves. They go into politics, they run for political office because they know that they can gain something from it. They don't care about you. They don't care about your grandmother. They don't care about people that are in poverty. They don't care about people getting educations. They don't care about any of that. They only care about themselves. What can I get out of this office? What can I do for myself? And they have bought into the ideology that your former previous caller said. They think that they have signed on to the winning team, the elitist, the people that actually believe that there should be a ruling elite, not just in this country, but in the world, and everybody else is just human scrap. And people need to understand that. I talk to people and they don't believe, they still think that there's a shred of decency in these people, that you can get through to these people. And that's what infuriates a lot of us about Obama, is he keeps reaching his hand across the aisle and getting it slapped. You're not dealing with people that are rational and that have a conscience and that have some decency about them.
Well, you know,
these
Greg,
people are 100% materialistic. All they care about is themselves.
I feel your frustration. I feel your anger. And you're justified. This is justified anger and frustration, Greg. I totally get that. I absolutely understand that. And you're right. This president does need to do a better job of not just standing up to them, but standing up for us. And that is what we require from real leaders. We need that from him now more than ever. And it is incumbent upon us to continue to pressure him to do that, to not just stand up to them, but to stand up for us.
Exactly.
Greg, we got to
I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, again, brother, I appreciate your frustration. I appreciate your words. Folks, I know the phone lines are busy. I know some of you are getting voicemail. Just keep calling back, 888-552-3595. We're getting to the calls as quickly as we can. But we need to understand. Hear what is being said this morning. Hear it loud and clear. America, Michigan, Detroit, you're waking up. And I couldn't be happier. Very quickly, Clifford in Detroit, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning, Clifford?
Yeah, Tony, I'm just punching in. I love your show. And one thing that I do want to say is that this governor, they have just got to go. Every last one of them, they have to go. Posthumous from all the way down. And where's the recall at? You know, where's Debbie Stabenow? Where's our senators at? We got to holler out. You know, the average one of us, you know, the life that we have now, yeah, kiss it goodbye once they get done.
All right.
When they get finished butchering and hoodwinking people, what's going to happen?
All
Love
right.
your show.
Thank you, Clifford. You're taking us to break. Robert, Bruce, Doris, Earl, you are all up next on First Shift. We'll be back. Don't punch out yet. This is 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update has included heavy traffic along N59, our Kirk's Updike construction zone. If you're heading south on 75, it seems like as you come past 13, heading into 12 Mile, that's where you've got the slow traffic down to about 8 Mile. On 94 West, trying to get on to 696, that's been pretty slow this morning. And then, of course, the Reuther westbound, always some heavy traffic as you head from Mound out to 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for hot, sunny skies today. Our high, 94. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and our low, 78. Tomorrow, a scorching 99 degrees. Right now, it's hazy and 78 degrees out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The nearly 44,000 workers at California's Kaiser Permanente may have another election to determine whether they want to be represented by the SEIU or by the National Union of Healthcare Workers. An NLRB administrative law judge is recommending throwing out last year's election results, finding that SEIU is guilty of misconduct with collusion with Kaiser that interfered with employees being able to make a free and reasoned choice in that election. John Borsos is vice president of NUHW.
What this is an administrative law judge who was asked by the region here in California to investigate objections that we filed about Kaiser and SEIU's misconduct, determined that our objections had merit and is tossing out the election.
SEIU says it's evaluating whether to appeal the National Labor Relations Board ruling. Borsos says SEIU should allow Kaiser workers another free choice between the two unions.
They should accept the will of the workers and allow them to vote unencumbered and accept the results.
Labor negotiations remain at a standstill since grocery companies and representatives for 62,000 Southern California workers began talks a few months ago. The workers have held rallies in Arcadia, Compton, and other California locations to call attention to the stalled talks. FSRN's Leilani Albano has the story.
Vons, Albertsons, and Ralph's employees have so far rejected a new contract deal that requires them to pay more into their health care system. They're also facing cuts in pay and benefits. All this is edging workers closer to a strike.
It's something that I think that we should do if we don't get what we want.
That was Chris Schultz, a Ralph's sales manager in Studio City. The rising tensions are reminiscent of the 2003 grocery strikes. Then, many Southern California customers sided with workers and stopped shopping at the three grocery stores, as Vons workers went on a prolonged strike. At the same time, Ralph's and Albertsons employees got locked out of their jobs. Workers' advocates think they'd once again garner sympathy from the public. Contract talks have been a mixed bag. On the upside, Ralph's spokesperson, Kendra Doyle, says the companies agreed to pay 100% of the workers' pensions. On the downside, they remain deadlocked on employee contributions to health care.
The area that we're working on right now and seem to be the most contentious is the health care portion of the contract.
Unions, including the Teamsters, say they will not cross the picket line at striking stores.
This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Again, remind you, if you were getting a busy signal or going to voicemail, which many of you were, you know, just keep calling back. We're going to get to the calls as quickly as we can. The question this morning is, what is it Republicans want? For those professional politicians, those people that you elected, well, maybe not you and I, but somebody elected them, they're there. What are they looking to take away from us? Because it doesn't look like they're giving us anything, does it? All right, let's go to Robert in Livonia. Robert, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind this morning?
Thanks for taking my call, Tony. I think you just made the biggest point. What can they give us? I'm a 53-year-old man, and I've lived and worked in Southeast Michigan my whole life. I, as a former Republican and now an active Tea Party member, feel really bad for some of your callers. To listen to the hate and the vitriol in their voices, class warfare is something that is not in the American character. Yet an entire generation of kids raised on progressive ideology, this fight, 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 the man, I got to tell you something. The paradigm is changing, and it's not through the Republican Party, it's through the Tea Party. Tell me one other political movement in less than 2 years has had such an effect on our election. Next time, it's going to be even better because we'll be more organized.
All right, now, so Robert, so tell me, Robert. No, cut Robert off. Robert's done. It's Tony's show, Robert, not Robert's show. So you don't get to go on here and give your Tea Party speech. This, Robert, is why you shouldn't have called the show. Actually, I'm glad you did, because you've just proved that it's about your point. This, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Tea Party. Robert from Livonia left the Republican Party to become a teabagger so that he could have his point of view represented. Because, as he just said, what other political movement in less than 2 years has done what they have done? Not a one. I will give you that. And it's over. I hope you enjoyed the ride. 888-552-3595. Folks, if you are not, after that call, if you are not more empowered than ever to elect Democrats, I do not know what it will take. All right. Doris and Flint, welcome back to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind?
Hi. I heard the lady from Pontiac talking about having a price to march. And there was a major case in the ACLU, and all those people would hate the ACLU, too, because they stand up for the right to freedom of speech and so on. There was a major case in the ACLU which caused a big rift, but it won, and it was regarding the freedom to march. It happened in Skokie, Illinois, which is a mainly Jewish community. And the first people who wanted to march there were the Jewish war veterans. And they were going to put up a charge of like $500,000 or a large amount of money. And so that deterred them from marching and expressing their freedom of speech. Then came along the neo-Nazi types, okay? They wanted to march in Skokie, obviously to be hateful and obnoxious and so on. And nobody I know in the ACLU likes those people, likes what they stand for. However, they do stand for freedom of speech. And when they tried to march, they were given the same story. You got to put up so much money, hundreds of thousands or $500,000 or whatever. They went to the ACLU, not regarding their offense of persons, but regarding the freedom of speech. The ACLU took on the case because the Jewish war veterans didn't actually go to the ACLU, and they had the ability to march. And it's offensive speech, but it's freedom of speech, and that's what they stand up for. A lot of people don't know the difference. And ultimately, that caused a lot of people in the ACLU. It was hard for them to deal with that. But even though some of the people left the ACLU at that time, including some Jews, the strongest ones to stand up for that point were Jewish people in the ACLU. So the idea of charging you a certain amount to march that may seem unreasonable is a freedom of speech issue.
Well, it is a freedom of speech issue, Doris, and I'm glad you called to clarify that. You know, listen, we don't have to. You know, we love the First Amendment when it is perfectly suits our needs, and I get that. But the First Amendment applies to everybody, folks, and you don't have to like it, but you sure have to live with it. Okay? It's pretty simple stuff. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. Let us go to Earl in Ypsilanti. Earl, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this good morning?
Hey, Tony. Good morning. First, I want to say happy birthday to Jeff.
Absolutely, Jeff. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Earl.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for my free copy of the Wisconsin documentary. You just got it in the mail yesterday.
Wonderful.
As far as Robert goes, he kind of got me talking about this, but he says he's 53 years old. And he wants to talk about class warfare. He's damn right there's class warfare. It's been declared on people like him. He's a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders. He's willfully wanting to give up all the money he's donated his entire working life to Social Security and FICA or Medicare that Paul Ryan wants to take from him. The Republicans want a corporatocracy. They want it all for and by the corporation, where the people have no rights other than to show up and be paid as little as possible. There are Tea Party members in Congress right now that would abolish the minimum wage if they could do away with it. There are Tea Party members right now that would abolish child labor laws. A lot of what the middle class has today came through a fight, came through a struggle, and these people are willingly giving it up because they're not educated. And, they're destroying America.
Well, you know, again, Earl, I'm going to go back to something I said just a little while ago. If people are not careful, if they don't understand now, after listening to what we've had happen here in this hour, if they're not paying attention, we are going to lose everything that we care about. And I'm not trying to instill fear in people. I'm trying to instill reality. We need to make sure we show up.
Hey, Tony, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are people, that they have the same rights as a person. Well, if that's the case, if they want to be people and they want to stick by that, then they should have to abide by all the laws of nature of personhood. Let's pick an average age of, let's say, 80 years. And then the corporation must die. Let's see how long they want to be a person then.
Absolutely. Earl, as always, I value your point of view and appreciate your opinion, and thank you for calling, and I'm glad you enjoyed the documentary. Glad it made it to you. Again, we're just going to move on. Thanks, Earl. 888-552-3595. Our good friend Bruce Felt from the Rochester Citizen joins us now. Bruce, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night and doing a little drinking liberally at Famous Dave's in Rochester. Should be a fun evening. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I guess I wanted to, I don't know, I haven't heard, I've been listening to most of the show, and I don't think you've talked about this yet, which is, you know, the fact in Wisconsin the people did stand up, they did get the people recalled, and yesterday there was an election. It was an election to recall two of the Democrats, and neither one of those Democrats got recalled by the Republican challengers.
Not only did they not get recalled, they won by significant margins. And Bruce, you got to know,
right,
looking ahead 6 months, because that's when the next round of recall elections will happen in Wisconsin, you got to know that bodes well for Democrats in Wisconsin.
Well, actually, there's another vote next month for the six Republicans that are being recalled. I think it's August 9th. There's another election in Wisconsin, and at least three. We only need to take back. So now that neither one of the Democrats got recalled, we only need to take back three seats to gain control of the Senate in Wisconsin. And as my understanding, watching the polling in Wisconsin, is there's a really good chance that that's going to happen. There could even be four Republicans that actually lose
and you know, Bruce, and even though we've got our hands full here, I mean, people need to understand, if in this hour, I know you've been listening, if people, and it's nice to hear the passion, You know, I'm sorry that people are frustrated. I'm sorry that they're a little bit afraid. I am. But we actually do have a say in what happens moving forward. We just need to stand up and make sure we do the right thing. That's all we have to do, folks.
Well, and, you know, and someone else mentioned Alec. I know we've talked about Alec before on the show, but I got to do a presentation last night, and people really, really, really want to hear about what's happened with Alec and the, you know, these documents, this model.
Yeah, in fact, Bruce, I'll have Jeff get a hold of you later on today, and we'll get you back on to talk about that, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Absolutely. Bruce, as always, yeah, appreciate it. And I will see you tomorrow night, Thursday at Famous Dave's in Rochester at 6 o'clock. And we're going to do the Drinking Liberally group is getting together, and they've invited me to come. And so I'm going to eat some good barbecue and talk to some good progressives. I'm going to, Chuck, I know you're on hold. Just stay where you're at because we're almost up to the break, and I want to make sure I give you enough time to get out what it is you want to talk about. So stay right where you're at. In the meantime, we do have a song of the day ready, and this goes back to our poll question today, which is, you know, do you support going back to a, or going to a 5-day a week delivery? So if we could, Jeff, is the computer going to let us do this?
Now we can play the open, but you everyone knows what the song is.
Please, Mr. Postman.
Todd the Intern's song of the day.
And it is Please, Mr. Postman. So it's there. If you go on to the Facebook, First Shift Facebook page, it's there. You can hit the little play button and go ahead and play it. I haven't heard that song in a long, long time. So there we go. And that's, of course, again, the issue, the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is, do you support going to 5-day-a-week delivery? I voted no, and, of course, you have a right to your vote as well. Some say it's just a reality, it's the way we're going. Others say, like me, no, it's a lifeline for too many people. And, again, I don't know that it's ever going to get as good as it is now. For what we pay for postal service, for many of us, nothing, and you still get to participate in that. I think that's a pretty good deal. All right, we're going to take one more quick break here. Chuck, I promise you're first up after the break. If you want to join us, folks, now's the time to get in. 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. Now you know why we're the only progressive talk show in town. We're the only ones that do it well. That's not my ego talking, because, folks, you have done all the talking in this hour. We'll take the break, and we'll be right back. This is 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain, small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate, they have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels, the start of something locally delicious. Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet. Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And we are back. You've got the number. I'm going to go to Chuck. Chuck's been patient waiting online a while. Chuck, thank you for hanging in there. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Thanks for taking my call, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to respond to the Tea Party caller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Republican, Tea Party, they're one and the same. The only difference, I guess, would be the Tea Party gives them an excuse for not acting in reality. they're doing exactly as Republicans always do. They are basically what they accuse their opposition of being. He's talking class warfare. That is what they do. And beyond that, I'm kind of losing my train of thought. Oh, also, they are always right because they can either out-talk you or be louder than you, which you played the right move by just cutting him off.
Well, Chuck, he wasn't going to let me get in, and I don't think he understands. It's my show. I'm not going to let him just sit there and go on and on and on, making fundamentally wrong points and offending
right,
my audience who understands that what they're going through is real. I mean, he acts like we're not experiencing this. We are. We're all experiencing it.
Yeah, and they don't want to debate. They just want to speak their point of view because in their mind they are right. And as I said, if they can out-talk you or talk louder, it just maintains their belief that they are right.
Well, he picked the wrong guy this morning. Chuck, thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate your support as well. Folks, you know, as we, look at what happened in the last hour. And honestly, you folks did most of the talking. And that tells me two fundamentally empowering things, that you are paying attention, and that I appreciate a great deal. I truly do appreciate that. So it tells me that, and I really am beginning to believe that you're beginning to stand up. And that is good news. Now, we have one hell of a fight in front of us. Now, I said tomorrow we have a major, we're going to be breaking something major tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to doing that. And I want you to be mindful that in order for First Shift to be a movement and not a radio show, it requires and involves all of you to engage in the process of democracy. This just happens to be one arm of that movement. The radio show is just one arm of that movement. Jeff, I talked to Amir yesterday. You know Amir, who calls the show quite a bit?
Yeah.
And he was one of the people I reached out to yesterday, and he and I had a nice long conversation. And he's interested in getting together and talking about the book Get Up, Stand Up. So we've got one guy for sure that wants to do that, and we're going to coordinate that. I think we will, you know, at least a couple times, 2-3 times get together just to discuss the book. But, you know, here's a guy that's paying attention, and he told me, you know, he said he works for these great guys, but they are Republicans, and slowly but surely he's kind of massaging their brains with information. And sure enough, they're beginning to turn the tide a little bit. That's what it takes.
That's awesome.
You know, that's what it takes. I had a long conversation yesterday. How I found my friend that passed away, another friend of mine that he actually used to manage one of my restaurants, who happens to be a conservative Republican, called me yesterday to let me know about our mutual friend passing away. And, of course, the conversation naturally turned to the radio show and naturally turned to politics. And, you know, we fundamentally disagreed on lots of stuff. But at the end of the day, we had a very civil conversation because we understand that we have a point of view that the other person doesn't necessarily agree with. I'm not saying that all Republicans are wrong, Jeff, as you know. In fact, I've gone to define it that when I talk about Republicans, I'm talking about professional Republicans, people that do politics for a living. And that's not most of us. Most of us don't do politics for a living. And that's true whether it's, you know, and the same with Democrats, talking about professional Democrats. You know, with the exception of a handful of members of Congress, you know, there's really no one that's as liberal as I am that serves in our government, to be honest with you. I mean, and just a handful of people. And I'm okay with that. You know, it doesn't have to be 100% the way I see things. That's not the way I have lived my life. It's not my way or the highway. I mean, that's no way to live your life, period. But, folks, we're being threatened. I mean, we are truly being threatened. This is class warfare, and we're going to go back to the very first call in the hour, Lee, when she said they hate Obama more than they love America. That said it all. You got to admit, Jeff, she's good. She's really good.
She could write our bumper stickers.
I'm telling you, she's really, really good. I only wish we had room on our staff for her. Unfortunately, we don't. I'd hire her in a heartbeat. She's really good. She gets it. She's paying attention. She's engaged. She's organized. I mean, she's got it going on.
Is she interested in being a Wednesday guest?
No, I'm just kidding. Why you got to do that? Why you got to do that? All right, so anyway, can I now say this was at least the busiest hour we've ever had with the phones?
Yeah, that was crazy. The two of us, and me and Todd are in here working together trying to get all the calls answered and put on the screen for you. That was a fun hour.
You know, and then when I did national radio, it used to be like that from the before I would go on to all the way to the end of the show. I mean, it would be nonstop like that, which was great. The funny thing is, and we'll let people know this, Jeff comes into the studio, I don't know, was it 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour, right? And you, what
it was 7:30, I think.
7:30, he comes into my studio and says, quiet this morning, I guess, you know, not a lot going on, you know, whatever, you know, quiet Wednesday. And I said, no, that's all right, we got plenty to talk about. I'm not worried about, because the phone hadn't rang yet today. Now we had one call, I think. But, you know, that was it. And then, so bang, here we go. We probably took 15 calls in that hour, so that's a good thing. Folks, I'm glad you're awake. I'm glad you're paying attention. I do want to mention something before we get out of here in this hour. Great article in the Detroit Free Press this morning. Bob King, president of the UAW, telling the Big Three the way these negotiations are going to go. If you go check that out, what you're going to find is fundamentally true. They have sacrificed, they have given, and they're willing to negotiate. But there will not be concessions in this contract. So if you're an auto worker, you should be very, very pleased to hear that. I realize they still got to negotiate it. I know all that stuff. But you've got the right president. The UAW has the right president at the right time. There's no question in my mind that is true. That is true. All right. For those of you that are listening this morning that I talked to yesterday, Amir was one, Jasper's another. There are others. You know, I talked to six or eight of you yesterday. I love to do that when I have time. And yesterday was just one of those days that I had time to do it, and I was happy to do it. You know, folks, if you write me and you email me, I'm just a real guy like everybody else. And as I've got time, I'm happy to return your calls or your emails. The email address, of course, tony@thetonyshow.org. And my office number is on the website, thetonyshow.org. So go check it out. That's that simple. Again, as I have time, I'm happy to talk to you folks. I truly am. All right, we're busy putting together a show for tomorrow, and which I promise you, we've got Autumn Smith tomorrow, right, Jeff? Tomorrow, Autumn Smith going to update us on the Chase Bulger recall effort, and we've got David Holtz from Progress Michigan. So we've got, you know, good stuff coming your way, folks. We're out of here for today. For Todd and Jeff, and again, happy birthday to you, Jeff. I'm Tony Truppiano, and as always, I ask that you be well.
Third 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some slow going on 75 South coming in 12 Mile to about 8 Mile. Also, the Ruther West, always heavy in towards 75. If you're on the Southfield Freeway, we are pretty slow with our one lane open between Michigan and Grand River. So as you're trying to get on and off of I-96, you're seeing some slow go with only one lane available.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for hot, sunny skies today. Our high, 94. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and our low, 78. Tomorrow, a scorching 99 degrees. Right now, it's hazy and 78 degrees out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Trupiano.